It's time for podcasting friends and pals.
That's people are going to think we're that's doing, what it's called.
No,
it's
no, called it's called something else. Podcast. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast. You know, I just wanted to say something before we get started. That ad that you just heard with the beautiful guitar riff in the background, you know who did that?
Not our theme song.
No, not our theme song, just the sponsor ad music. And the young man who puts together and plays all of the really incredible guitar music that plays under all of our sponsor ads, that's my nephew, Joseph. He's not even 15
he's
yet.
Gotta be, wow. He's got to be at least 60 to play like
no,
that.
No, right? He's not even 15. He's got a bright future. So your Uncle William just wants to say, hi, Joe, thanks for the music. He's been providing a lot of it for us, and he's got a bright future.
That's
so if
really
you're out
cool.
there and you need a guitarist for your band, perhaps you are Billy Corgan and you're trying to reform Smashing Pumpkins. I don't know what form you're in. But this is an open letter.
He definitely listens to our podcast.
Yeah, he must be listening. So bring my nephew Joseph out on the road. I'm proud of all my nieces and my nephew, but don't expose him to anything shitty.
Yeah.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast.
An unnecessary disclaimer.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. I'm Will, the chief engineer of Laughter and Cheer Sasso.
Oh, well, oh, God. I got to have a huge no for that. Yeah. That's a
you
no.
don't like that?
No.
Huge no.
It rhymes. And that's the number one thing about nicknames is don't have them rhyme.
Well, the chief engineer of Laughter and Cheer.
Yep.
Well, we kind of sit here and I geek up the computer.
Nicknames are supposed to be shorter, like the kid, right. Brian the Kid.
Or
Callen.
Not the kid, just your name.
Yeah, but the kid is what people know
so
me.
So that's you, right? Okay, yeah. Well, I'm Chris... Eagle Heart D'Elia.
What?
So,
hey, man, just because I had a nickname.
No, I know.
Mine,
that was mine.
Why would you want an eagle's heart? They have small hearts.
No, they don't. They have eagle hearts.
Right.
They
have
eagle
hearts.
But that's not, it wouldn't pump enough blood to your big, lanky body.
Okay, that's rude.
Why?
Okay, because my arms are long because there should be wings under them like an eagle.
You have a weak heart, I guarantee.
All right, dude.
Because
look,
you're so
you know what?
Pale.
We're getting, I wanted to start something off with this, okay? I wanted people
did you want
to
talk about my nephew Joseph?
No,
and his
I mean,
guitar
it's nice to talk about him.
He's been doing it for only 3 years and he does solo.
That's really cool.
He played a jazz solo at his school, and it was amazing.
Oh, that's really cool. I don't want to take away from that kid at all. I think that's great what he's doing.
Way to go, Joseph.
Very talented. Right.
Okay.
Joseph William loves
Joseph.
You.
You guys, it's
Joseph.
Thursday. Joseph. It's Thursday.
Joseph.
Thursday.
Joseph.
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
It's
Thursday.
Sorry. Got it. I tricked you. Now we're talking about Thursday. So listen, it's Thursday, and tonight, I just want everybody to know, tonight I'm going to be in San Francisco performing all weekend at Cobb's Comedy Club. That's Thursday night, Friday two shows, Saturday two shows. Now, I'm telling you right now, they're going to sell out, so go get the tickets now, okay? Don't say I didn't warn you. I'm not trying to be shitty.
Why are you being shitty?
Not trying to be shitty.
But you're being shitty.
Please, please, please go now. Yeah. Your life depends on it.
That's not true. You're being a little dramatic and a little threatening.
It's for... You know, advertising.
I know, but don't threaten your audience, man.
Hey, man, you know what I've always wondered? Like, you're going to go do stand-up, and you're in a city like San Francisco. You guys tour around, you do stand-up and stuff. Then what you do?
You hang. But I'll tell you something about Chris's stand-up.
But, like, what you do? What do?
I read a lot. Give back to the community.
Yeah.
I practice martial arts.
Go to the mall.
Anyway, I wanted everybody to know that I was going to be in San Francisco at Cobb's Comedy Club. Go to my chrisdalia.com.
And maybe you'll see him at the San Francisco.
And for you guys who haven't seen Chris, I was watching you the other weekend. And I'll tell you what I love about your stand-up.
Oh, wow. I'd love to hear
you, this. Because I've been watching you since you were featuring. I've been watching you for 6-7 years now.
Yeah.
And one thing I love about where you've come as a comic is you had like – you got up there and –
Are you going to go to maybe eat somewhere, Chris?
Well, there are a lot of great places to eat.
Yeah, like where's there a good place for Chris to eat, Brian?
The Wharf is
fantastic. Is the Wharf good?
So that's kind of close to Cobb's Comedy.
Boulevard's an amazing restaurant.
You know what they have? You know what they have in San Francisco? What? They have the Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, that's right. Yeah, you can't eat on that. I mean, unless you bring a
You can go check it out.
You can
go to a gift shop and bring part of it back. You can bring a snow globe back with the Golden Gate Bridge in it.
Yep. What were you going to say about you were going to say something about my stand up about how I was featuring for a while.
What I love about your stand up is like when you used to start out, you know, you were always very funny and physical and you told jokes. But now I feel like, for the most part, you're working.
Can you come up on the mic a little bit?
Oh, dude, if you tell me to come up on the mic one more time.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying, please come up on the mic.
I am not going to come up on the mic.
Well, just a bit. Now you're up on the mic. Okay, now you're up on the mic.
I don't have to come up on the mic.
Just please.
No. You know what you are, dude? You're very anal. Do you know that?
No, I'm not very anal.
Do you know that you're hyper anal?
No, I'm not hyper anal.
You should see something about your
look, I'm sitting here. I'm the chief engineer of Laughter and Cheer. I'm sitting in front of the computer.
Don't call yourself that.
I've got to start this thing. I got to stop this thing. I got to make sure people can hear you. Everyone fucking tweets in at 10minpod.
Right.
Right. And Facebook / 10-min pod, even though Chris hates it when I say that.
I do not
and
they like, go, like that. There's a lot of things I don't like.
And they go, I can't fucking hear Brian. Right. And so if we want to do a podcast about all the things that you do wrong,
right.
then let me tell you something. The chief engineer laughter and cheer. Now. What do you want to do?
Let's not do that now about
talking about something else.
And well, no, I don't want to talk about something else. What I want to talk, I mean, I don't know. Like you, I just want Brian to finish his thought about how I was.
Oh,
doing,
sorry, I was being a bad.
No, it's okay. But
I was being a rude podcaster.
Well, you were saying that I don't know. You were gonna. You said, you know what? I mean, I don't want to sound like a cock, but you were like, you know what I love about Chris's stand-up?
Oh,
and
I'm
then
sorry.
You got
yeah,
derailed
yeah, yeah,
because
of course,
Will.
Of course, of course. Yeah, thank you, Will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Will. That I think that right now, you know, if you look at the state of comedy, I think what's refreshing about your comedy is that you are very honestly taking a stand, and I think what I'm seeing more now is a point of view.
About
for sure, don't drink. For sure, don't drink that close to the mic. It drives me crazy that you're always hydrating.
Can I tell you something?
Why do you drink so much?
Can I tell you something honestly?
Are you that dry all the time?
I know, I was just having a little beverage, but can I tell you something honestly? I drink close to the mic so that I stay close to the mic, and that's something you know so little about.
Let's not...
Don't... He's got these weird... He's got water. It's got. It's like a pH balanced, and then he's drinking Coke Zero.
Then I got a Coke Zero.
Yeah, it totally balances it out.
Yeah, which just fucks it up.
I'm drinking your other Coke Zero. I'm thirsty.
Okay,
go ahead.
Look.
I'm going to.
Look, Chris. I'm sorry. Oh. Can I say something? I forgot what we were talking about today.
Well,
you said something about
I didn't.
Chris. Did you say you were going to San Francisco and you wanted some suggestions on shit to do?
No,
in San Fran?
No.
I was saying this. I like your stand-up. Here's what I love about your stand-up. Here's what I love about your stand-up. I think that for the first time in your career, in a lot of ways, you are very clear. Something, by the way, this guy to my right is not. Will Sasso is not clear. You
Hello?
Know, but you're very clear about your
I'll call you.
Hey.
It was just a phone call. If it goes to message, my voice box is full. My voicemail is full.
All right.
It was just my manager.
It doesn't matter.
I hung up on her. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Say what you were saying.
All right.
Can you just, you said something about taking a stand.
Yeah, I think that about, your stand-up is refreshing, and I think the reason people like to see it is because for the first time, I think in a lot of ways, there seems to be...
God damn it.
What's going on? Whose phone is that?
Why are you...
Whose phone is that?
I don't know.
Whose phone is that?
What's going on? Is it yours?
It's my phone.
What is your phone doing?
Hello?
Is that my phone?
Yeah, you're talking.
Why are you calling Chris?
No, I was just holding my phone close. It is my phone. Okay, hold on. Sorry, let me hang
up. Because...
What? Say that again. That sounds cool.
You're calling. What are we doing?
That's
I don't know.
Cool.
That is kind of a cool effect, though. You have to admit. No, it's because I just said to my manager, I'll call you back because she just called me and my voicemail is full and she wants to get a hold of me because there was something really important that she wanted to talk about. There's this thing going on. And I don't want to spend any more time on that on the podcast, but it's very exciting. And I know that a lot of you people that enjoy my work and what I do
will
be very excited about it.
Okay, I do want
to. But then my phone was close to the mic because I was holding it there because as I told Brian, and being the chief engineer of laughter and cheer, I said, Brian,
I
know you don't, but I'm telling Brian, stay up on the mic. So that's why I had a little drink of my beverages, of my alkalized water here, and then the Coke Zero.
Yeah, matter
caffeine.
Descriptive. It doesn't matter.
And then I took the call, but it was silent. Then I accidentally, thumb dialed you.
I get it.
Chris,
but I got all this stuff right in front of the mic.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Just put your phone down.
It's down.
Mine's, I'm putting mine on silent.
Okay.
My stand-up is refreshing.
Yes. Sorry.
Or,
here's what I like. For example,
I mean, this is
a lot of comics, and I'm not. He hasn't done stand-up, but if Will would do stand-up, my guess is if he were to do stand-up, he would do a lot of characters.
Oh, okay. We're out of. But let's not talk about me. Talk about Chris.
No.
And what I like about your stand-up.
Hurry up now. We've only got a little bit of time left for you to compliment Chris before he goes off to San Francisco tonight.
If you let me do it.
Tonight.
Okay.
And all weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Cobb's Comedy Club.
That's right.
And you
want to see Chris and you want to see.
Hey, you want to see where he gets his. Where do you get the tickets? Chris would say. He'd say, obviously go to my fucking website, chrystalia.com.
Right.
And that's what he would fucking tell people on Twitter.
I don't even know. I can't. can't tell if you're being helpful or rude.
Fuck you for following me, asshole. Go to fucking crystalia.com, and now I'm going to block your sorry ass. Suck my dick.
I can't.
Sorry, not sorry.
Helpful or you're too Canadian?
And that's the kind of comedy that you will be checking out.
And go see Chris's comedy, because I got to tell you something.
Please.
Tell us something
For me, I think it's refreshing. It's got a point of view. And what I really, really love about it, I think that the thing that really, you know, I really appreciate about it, you know, that I don't overall is... For sure, don't do that. All right, man. Well, here we are. Don't do
yawned because you're already born.
No. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. This is Brian the Kid Callen. And,
I'm Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia, don't forget to go to our Amazon banner if you want to buy something. Especially, we also have merch now.
Where's Will?
And Will is not here. We are. I'm excited.
Are we
man.
Excited about this?
We have. We have the great and the incomparable.
Yeah, hi.
And the recently very relevant.
On, just get to it.
Recently very relevant because of this movie Sabotage. Arnold Schwarzenegger's just in the house.
Hi. And how are you doing?
Hey, how are you? Very good.
We're good.
Yeah. Hi. And congratulations on your new movie.
Thank you. I make a lot of movies and do a lot of stuff like that.
It's exciting. That's got to feel very cool to have another movie come out. Sabotage.
Who cares?
Well,
I've got. 100 of the movies made million dollars and all this.
Okay.
I like doing the podcast. Okay. Come here with you guys.
Right.
Fuck that bullshit. All the movies.
Well, we thought maybe we would just promote your movie.
No. I go on big things to do that. I go to the Today Show, right. The Tonight Show. All of the, you know, Conan and Dave and all my
friends.
We're not
that big, right?
All the Jimmy and Jimmy and all those guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't have to...
No, I want to come here. You know, I've done so many things. You know, I've been the governor of California, being the big movie star. I do real estate. You know, I've been the Mr. Olympia.
And you don't want to talk about the movie.
I want to talk about that. I've got a new thing that I want to be.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Because I believe that... It's important to be Renaissance man, to do lots of stuff.
Yeah, you've done a lot of things.
A Renaissance man.
So I decided I'm going to become a love poet. Yeah.
Oh.
So don't, you know.
A love poet.
Yeah.
So you write love
poems. I write love poems, yeah. This is the new thing.
Okay.
For women and, you know, because I realized I've done everything. I've done all this stuff. I've done movies. I have drive all the Hummers and all these cars and all the stuff I do.
Yeah.
So what if I become a poet? That way my legacy is left as being a love poet.
When did you decide
to
do
you
this?
Already have a legacy. I mean...
Yeah, but I add to it.
Okay.
I brought some of my poetry.
Oh, you're... Okay.
Would you like to hear some? Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
This is a completely original poetry from Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is the first one. Many ways to say I miss you when you are far away. I long to hug and kiss you more and more each day. But you know I will return, and that is a fact. Because before I left, I told you, don't worry, I'll be back. You get that? Yeah, it's an original poem.
It's
that's, all original poem.
It's actually funny. I mean, it's funny.
What do you mean funny?
No, you're going for a, this is a for real thing. Like,
not
like a joke.
Don't worry. I'll be back.
Right.
Yeah.
But
you're adding your movie line.
No, yeah. But there's a movie line, sure. Yeah. But it's not from the movie. It's original poetry.
Well,
I took it from the Terminator. Yeah, but I said, here, let me read you another one.
Okay.
This is a good one here. I always know I love you since the first time that we met. We have a deep connection, like a child and its first pet. Our hearts are woven together like the fabric of a tight stitch. We are friends, lovers, and soulmates. Dylan, you son of a bitch.
All right. Well,
okay.
Yeah, that's a good poem. The end is the Carl Weathers handshake from Predator.
I know, but
it's not funny. It's a love poem.
Well, you have to admit, it's a little
come
funny.
Come on. This is original poetry.
But
it's good.
It's not that original.
Hold on a second. Man. It's a little bit
an
by
an asshole.
The...
No, nobody's being an asshole.
What do you want to say, Chris?
It's a little bit by the numbers, and it's also... You're just kind of doing it to get to the point to where you get to say the movie line.
I disagree.
I just want to say one thing. I don't think this is going to add to your legacy.
Okay, maybe you like this one. Then.
Right,
okay. My love for you is eternal. As far-fetched as it sounds, nothing can come between us. Our spirits know no bounds.
like the great love stories of history, you and I will never split.
Yeah.
We're lovers beyond infinity. I'm a cop, you idiot.
That's from Kindergarten Cop. Right? No,
I will say that
you're a cop, you idiot.
Yeah, right. I mean, okay. They're rhymy.
They're cute.
Yeah, they're beautiful love poems.
But listen,
yeah.
I think
they rhyme well.
You just kind of sat down one day. And, I mean, how long did it take you to do those?
This last one?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
A month and a half to do.
Okay. It's really
not, I know, yes. So it's a short amount of time, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I would say that you have other talents that you might want to focus on more, like
right.
being a movie.
I mean,
not sure why you would want to go into
like poetry that's more what kind
not
of poetry do you mean?
Poetry really. Just...
Yeah, but I'm a poet.
Well, you're not,
come on, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. I'm a poet.
I don't think you're necessarily a poet.
About the Dylan one, you just kind of like to say the name out of nowhere. Just, Dylan.
Yeah, but people like that. So if I go to a poetry slam and they go up there, you know, and they're like, hey, I'm on the switch, and everything goes, And then you do the poetry. It's good love
don't
poem.
Don't go to a poetry
and then,
slam. Please
and then
don't
you say
do that.
The line. They like it. Okay, here's another one. All listen right. to this one. Yeah. Okay. You are so beautiful when I look into your eyes. The white's like a perfect clouds. The blue like summer skies. Sometimes I marvel at your face. I can't even understand how God made you so lovely. Put that cookie down now. You like that? That's a good.
Yeah, but okay.
That's from Jingle All the Way.
I actually
put that cookie down. He's on the phone now.
This is something I can see you doing in a comedy club.
Okay,
like,
okay. I think you don't like it that I do the thing at the end.
Okay,
is that what you don't like?
Well, it's a little out of nowhere.
Like
and it doesn't.
It's poems have to have some.
Here's one. You listen to this
layering.
One. Okay.
All right.
You've heard the tales of couples who spend the days in love. Also be united when push comes to shove. My dear, we'll be together through the spring, summer, and fall. And through the cold of winter, our love will conquer all.
I'm
not finished. Hold on, there's more. Do not ever forsake me and let one thing be forgiven. To crush your enemies, see them driven before you. And hear the lamentation of the women. Listen, Conan.
I know.
Yeah.
So you still did the thing at the end, though. Yeah. And it also doesn't have to do with the rest of the poem. Do you know what I mean? You're just kind of getting...
This is a good poem. You want to hear another one? Here's another one.
I feel like you're kind of going to do
it. I can't imagine life without you.
Okay.
We've always been in love. We like comfy socks on the feet or hands in a warm glove. If someone tried to keep us apart, I'd share with them this line. I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine.
These are very...
Yeah.
Can I say something?
It's also very
aggressive at the end. And if it's a love poem, you're turning into a war poem.
But Brian, there's so much more
wrong than
that.
Don't be assholes to
me. Nobody's being an asshole.
I got the big movie
you're
Sabotage
reading it on
with John Magdalenaro and me and then the other guy who's Sam Worthington and we make the big movie. I've been everywhere with the Today Show. I do all the big syndicate. I come here to share it with you.
If you're going to read your poems, you have to be open to some criticism or at least suggestions.
If you don't like this poem, then you don't like love poem. Here, listen. She makes my life worth living. She gives meaning to my days. I'm always learning and growing from all her graceful ways. Yeah. Mm. She'll always do what's right. Only a fool would try to stop her. She's full of love and light. Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
All right,
We're not poets,
I mean,
and we're
but
not
also,
trying to
you're
write
just
poetry.
Using your lines in the movies, and then you say, get to the chopper. I knew you were going to say that.
That's
I saw
some
it coming.
Predator.
I know what it's from. It doesn't matter what it's from.
It's just
actually
to rhyme.
Bad.
You're doing it just to rhyme.
But it's a good poem.
But also, what does love have to do with get to the chopper?
Yeah.
Think about that. Actually, no, I want you to actually explain what love has to do with get to the chopper.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me think.
Right.
Yeah, because love is actually... I think I can answer that with this one last poem. One poem.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
He ate and drank the precious words. His spirit grew robust. He knew no more that he was poor, nor that his fame was dust. He danced along the dingy days at this bequest of wings. Was but a book, what liberty... a loosened spirit brings.
Wow, that was actually really good.
Yeah, Emily Dickinson wrote that.
Well, what the fuck, man?
I want to be a poet.
Okay, but that's not what you wrote.
Yeah, I want to read the book. You don't like that? I do Emily Dickinson. Don't be a couple of assholes.
We're not being an asshole.
I've done everything. I was a Mr. Olympia.
Obviously.
I was a movie star.
But you're not a poet.
I was a governor for 2 terms.
But you're not a poet.
Yeah, I want to be the love poet. Come on. Let me do love poetry.
You don't have it.
Don't be bullshit, you two fucking assholes.
Well, guys,
what?
Here we go again.
Yeah. What was that?
Wow,
that was fantastic.
Well,
fantastic.
My friend, had my buddy.
Yeah.
Don't be cocky when you do
don't
it.
Don't be.
You're
okay.
Moving,
we know that wasn't you. Who was that?
Did you notice something different about the theme song?
Yeah, we noticed. You put your phone up against the thing.
Because it wasn't the regular theme song.
That's right.
Usually used.
Yeah. What was that?
Well, my friend. Yep. And confidant.
Oh, don't say that.
Don't say that, man. Just say who it is.
Please answer our question.
Well, I don't need a dramatic pause.
Okay, Brian, if you...
But he's acting
Chris
like he's
answer.
Won something, and
okay.
he hasn't.
I know, he's got a very smug face.
Don't act like you won something.
Okay, I did not sing that, because I could never sing.
For sure you did.
That sounded wonderful.
It was wonderful, it was beautiful, and it was actually emotional. But you guys might know... a guy named Skylar Astin.
Yeah, Skylar. Yeah. He's an actor. He's a buddy of yours.
He is. He's a buddy of mine. He's from Pitch Perfect.
Yep. Yeah.
He's been
done a bunch of stuff.
21 and over.
Yeah. Wasn't he on Glee?
He was on Glee.
He's got
recently.
An amazing voice. Was that Skylar?
That was him.
He's so good.
He sent that to you?
He sent it to me.
That was really cool of him.
It was very cool. And he said, feel free to use it.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's
normally,
a very funny guy.
Normally,
and a very...
our theme song is sung by myself.
Right.
Yeah. And it's accompanied by Emmy Award winning composer Greg O'Connor.
Oh, yeah. But that guy's
to give
way
him a shout
better.
Well, he's yes. Skylar's a much better singer.
Much
I will
better
give him
singer
that.
Than you are.
Well, okay, all right.
But
I don't
for
know.
Real, he's
when
much
I say
better.
Much better, I'm kind of giving credit where credit's due because Skylar's a real pro when it comes to that. But don't you say he's much better than me because then that's just going to piss me off.
But he is.
Much
better.
But I've done
better.
A lot of singing and stuff too. You know, I used to sing all the stuff on Mad TV and
I know,
even the stuff for sketches that weren't.
Okay. I realized for the first time that you're not good.
Okay. Well, if I'm not good, if we're marking this on a curve, Brian, you're at the bottom of the talent toilet.
Let me tell you something. Right now, both of you guys. No, let me tell you something right now,
don't
Brian.
Try it.
You are a terrible singer. You're worse than Will. Both of
that's
you.
Not that's exactly, not exactly. I don't like you saying that.
The
either.
Both of you are nowhere near as
nowhere
talented
near.
When it comes to singing as Skylar Astin.
I'll give
no,
him
I know
that.
My
that.
Friend.
Yeah, your
no,
friend.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
I know
way
that,
to go. Okay.
I feel
well,
like
I think
if
it's
I,
really
if
cool.
Tweet him. Tweet at Skylar Astin.
Yeah, tweet him and let him know you like that.
Tell him that you liked it.
I love the way he does. It's a podcast.
Yeah. Well, he didn't do it like that, but yeah.
Don't do that. Don't
nope.
be. Don't
no.
even try
no, no,
to be.
I know, but his voice inspires me. Is all I'm saying.
Well, the guy's amazing, and the guy has a lot of fans,
right.
And he deserves them.
It makes me want.
It's really
want to practice singing.
Okay. Well,
that's a lot of practice, but you know what else that is? Raw talent that you don't have.
Let me tell you something. You know, it's interesting though. Skylar sent that to you, and a lot of people tweet us at 10minpod and Facebook/10minpod, and they send us a bunch of stuff, and they listen to the podcast, and they try to get it out there. And I was actually thinking about that specifically. That like. What can people do, you know, to like get their favorite podcast out there?
Yep.
And like, you know how like people go like Raider fans, like here in Southern California, like they have the Raiders. And I'm not trying to like, you know, profile or anything, but it's usually like, hey, the Raiders, hey man.
Well, you're very much profile.
Raider Nation, man.
Is,
hey, the Raiders, man. Hey, fool.
Right.
Raider Nation.
It sounds like you're doing a
I've always
a
liked
Mexican
that.
Gangster.
A Mexican.
Why
does
he have to be Mexican? Why can't,
you're
why
doing
can't,
a stereotypical.
Because you're saying,
why
hey,
can't he be
Raider,
from, why can't he be from Nicaragua?
It's just,
like my friend Jose, he's a good friend of
Raider
mine.
Raider fans are all over the map.
Hey, Raider Nation, fool.
Anyway, can you get to your
my
point?
My point is this, they say Raider
Nation,
and I love that. And then everyone else is like, Patriots Nation, or a bunch of people who shouldn't be saying
so
it.
So what are you saying?
I think that we have, our fans, I've even seen this hashtagged, they say TMP Nation. They're the TMP Nation.
I don't know.
Well, wait, I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay, what is
it? Here's what I think, is like, if people have ways of getting the podcast out, like cool ways. Maybe you guys have some ideas.
I do.
Yeah, the people should do that. Hit their social networking, whatever the heck they like to do. They
Twitter,
Vine,
Facebook,
Twitter,
Vine,
Instagram,
and Adult Friend Finder,
Finder, Tinder,
Madison, Kelly Madison. What's
yeah,
that one?
Yeah, the one where people cheat on each other. That fucking yeah. thing. And they should just basically, you know, use the hashtag TMP Nation.
Okay, I'm going to leave
Remix!
That lie.
What are you doing? What are you... Don't... All right. We heard it.
Land.
Brian, don't sing along.
No, but his voice... Stand to
Brian.
Brian, stop it. Just this part. This is... Like, listen to the tone here. Yeah. All right, Chris. Yeah, we get it.
He sings shit, yeah. And yeah. It still sounds good.
It still sounds good.
Here's one idea.
Guys,
I have idea.
Guy's amazing. He's
here's
my friend.
Here's my idea. Guys, yeah.
He
guys,
is my friend. I also know
there.
James Spader.
Okay. To get it out there, just walk around, sing a little of that song. If you're in the supermarket, some podcast shit.
Nope.
And you
are they in the supermarket or are they in the tone deaf market?
Layers.
No, he didn't go layers.
And you don't have to be perfect. But just sing
obviously.
It. Sing
here's
it.
A, here's
under
a good idea.
Breath.
Here's something
it's
you
catchy.
Can do. You know, a lot of times Chris takes Brian's cell phone and then he tweets something from it, and it always makes me laugh.
That's true.
A fun thing that you could do is take your friends' cell phones mm-hmm. and go into the podcast app if they're using an iPhone or another sort of smartphone. Mm-hmm. Delete all the podcasts that they listen to yeah. and make sure they're only subscribed to 10-minute podcasts.
Right. That's 100%.
So that's
true.
A good one. And then tell us about it. Take a screenshot right. or make a video and put it on Instagram or Vine or whatever, and use the hashtag. TMP Nation.
And
don't
have...
like that hashtag because it's totally we
hey,
don't
yeah. TMP Nation, man.
Okay. Well,
hey,
listen,
TMP
man.
Nation. We're going to fucking kick the Broncos' ass this year, fool.
Okay. Wow. Well, you sound a little bit like Macho Man Randy Savage had sex with a Mexican guy.
No, that's
and then a baby came out.
Then
a baby came out and sounded like this.
No, yeah. no, there's no Savage in there. We'll save that for
what,
another
if you
podcast.
Have a, if you have a hairless cat, you mm-hmm. could spray paint or just a draw with an ink that's not going to hurt the cat.
Yeah.
TMP Nation.
Yeah. yeah.
On well, there.
Also, you can if you have a private plane, just put a little banner on the end of it and TMP Nation.
But not everybody
a
has a private plane.
Yeah,
well,
but if
I mean,
you do,
a lot of people do that. A lot of people do. Probably yeah. 50% of people.
Yeah.
If you have a hot air balloon, rent a hot air balloon, mm-hmm. and or actually speaking of airplanes. You could draw in the sky with the exhaust, mm-hmm. TMP, Brian Callen, you are well, my favorite,
no,
or whatever, no.
no,
whatever you want to do.
You know, we have a lot of people who have roommates or they live with their families, they got their husbands and wives and this sort of thing. Just go to your significant other or your loved one and make a video of them and just say, just video yourself and say, my favorite podcast is the 10-minute podcast, and then just get their reaction.
And if oh, they don't yeah. do it, and they don't
that'd
do
be a good
it,
one.
But if they don't help YouTube. You spread the word, don't talk to them anymore.
Yeah, don't talk
for
to them
for at least
ever again.
3 months.
Yeah.
yeah, say, hey, Mom,
and try
Dad,
and withhold food from them.
If you don't help me, if you don't pay to get this ad out
yeah.
By renting a hot air balloon
another good
putting
thing,
it on the air balloon, I'm not going
to
speak to you.
Another
again.
Good thing you could do is dress up like the three of us and try to look exactly like the three
right.
of us and recreate our,
use
our
the
Twitter
best
avatar.
One to use me.
Our iTunes avatar. No. Definitely use the best looking one to use me
Chris.
And have a girl to play.
Hard to get my
if
jawline.
You have a girl with long hair, you can do that to use Chris and, yeah.
And
get
you
your dad involved to,
a...
for Brian.
All girls can play Chris.
So
no.
if you're like a dude, yeah. if you're like a normal like dude, get your girlfriend to be Chris and your dad to be Brian.
If you're
take
a girl,
a picture.
If you're a girl and you want to look like,
and you be me, I'm
funny.
Talking to you right now.
If you're a girl and you want to look like Chris, very simple. You got your long hair, let it down. Then take your face, put some Elmer's glue on your face, and run your face across a barbershop floor. Just drag your face across a barbershop floor and your chest. Put some glue on your chest, and you'll look exactly like that floppy, lanky.
Dude,
dolphin.
You know what, dude? You
dolphin.
Guys are shitty friends. You know who's not a shitty friend?
Don't do it again. Come on, man. We've already heard. Yeah.
That's you're making it bad.
No. Will.
Shush.
Will's jealous.
Guys. No.
All right.
Will's jealous.
Listen.
Podcast.
It's so good,
Brian, don't even try. It
I think
good.
I can mimic it.
No.
Shit.
Nope.
And you don't. They would.
Oh. Oh
Brian.
Fuck! Oh, here,
there it is. There
all
it is.
Right, well,
and
that's why
and it comes full circle.
TMP Nation
so
hashtag.
10-minute podcast.
Brian, all right. So what we want you to do is use the hashtag TMP Nation and dress up like us or write
videotape
something on...
people telling them you're like our podcast.
Yeah. Shave your dog and write TMP
no, don't
rules.
Do that.
You yes,
could
do it. You do.
In huge block letters.
But I guess what we're saying
TMP
is
Nation.
We love that you listen and we want you to expand the idea, but do better ideas than we came up with.
Also, yeah, definitely better ideas. And make sure you let Skylar know that he's way better singer than Brian Callen
get
and Will
tattoo.
Sasso.
Yeah.
Definitely
tattoo.
Say at Skylar Astin, you're a better singer than Brian Callen.
No.
Definitely do that.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing about that is do you want him to say, hey, at Skylar Astin, you're a better singing? Because that's what you just said there. I think you meant to say a better singer.
I think I did.
Because a better singing is not English. Yeah, so that's just you know? Yeah, I'm kind of like,
10-minute podcast.
Watch out now. Y'all are listening to Keeping It Real with the Queen Bee of Urban Comedy. The First Lady of Keeping It Real, Shauna.
You rip. My name is Shauna. I'm keeping it real. So all y'all motherfuckers know the deal. I got jokes and folks in the studio. So raise the roof for one love because I got my own show. Fuck.
Ooh, that bitch spit fire like that. Shit, that mess sound like Lil' Kim. Ha ha, just joking, y'all. That's me. Because guess what? This here the first episode of Keeping It Real with Shauna. Hey, y'all. This is Shauna. Y'all know me. We go way back. I've been on that 10-minute podcast tip since the get. And finally, I was like, y'all three motherfuckers don't let me talk. So we did a little pilot podcast. That shit went good. So I hope y'all invite me in every once in a while. I'm going to sit in for them three doggos when they too busy for your ass. We going to have some good times. I'm going to keep it real on your iPad, your iPod, your iPod. You know, I'm going to call it I Don't Know. Because I got a Nokia flip phone, real talk. Ha ha, that's a funny joke. I'm going to do that on stage. Okay, y'all, it's a real honor to have this sister on the show as my first guest. She made me fall the fuck out laughing when she was on Mad TV. She do the voice of Lois on Family Guy. Now she got this new show on HBO called Getting On. I like HBO because y'all can say fuck and shit and cunt. Ladies and gentlemen, at Alex Borstein is what we say on Twitter. My name on Twitter, Shauna Got Jokes. Hi, Alex.
Hi, it's actually Borstein.
It's Borstein. It's Born?
Borstein.
Well, about did I say not
you said Bornstein. The only N is at the end.
Bornstein. Yeah, no, that's the
Borstein.
N at the end. Bornstein.
It's just Borstein.
Borstein?
That's okay.
I know your name ain't Borstein because I know you stay paid on that Family Guy shit. You
I
got,
do.
I don't know if you got more money than Beyonce, but you definitely got more money than them other two bitches. What was their names? Tiffany and Michelle or something? Nobody know their names no more.
Oh, the other people in Destiny's Child?
Yeah, and Destiny's Child.
Yeah, I don't know their names either.
I don't
Kate
know who
Jackson and Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, Farrah Fawcett. They're them other two gals. So what's up, Alex Borstein? You here?
Borstein.
I'm sorry.
Borstein.
I don't know why the fuck I can't say Borstein.
Ooh, there you go.
I said I must have a sort of mental twitch or
mazel
something.
Mazel
Tov. Hey, Mazel Tov. It's Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.
It's Mazel Tov. Yeah, I'm a quarter Jewish, so I know that shit. Don't even front. You tried to play one over on me. What's up? How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing really well.
Alex Borstein on Keeping It Real.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yo, that's my first question. That's my first question, because I like to keep it real on Keeping It Real. Like, this here real, like, Larry King shit, where I ask them in-depth questions. So my first question, how you doing? How are they?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's, it's a nice day, and this is a comfortable chair, so all's well.
Hey, everything going all right? Now, I know y'all. I know you through Will, because you did Mad TV together.
Yes, we did.
And I don't know if you know this, but I remember a long time ago, we was in, I think it might have been Shreveport, Louisiana, and I was at the mic and stool there. I did like...
Oh,
four nights at the
really?
Mic and suit. Yeah, and you came on through and did some
set. Yeah, I was yeah, that was very early on when I was still doing a little bit of stand-up.
Well, I done been through it. I done do it. You know, I still go up on stage.
I remember you. There was one tiny little dressing room with one bathroom and you were in it.
Yeah, that's right.
For like 6 hours.
Yeah, because they had that all-you-can-eat Chinese place next door to the comedy club and all the comedians used to go over there afterwards, but I used to go over there before because I get hungry and shit.
I remember you now.
Yeah, I took a hell of a motherfucker and shit, and I took one of them shits that's so bad I call it the Lost shit, because it looked like the set of that TV show Lost, because when you look at it afterwards, it's just a fucking island of shit coming out of the water and shit. And they used to have that blue toilet duck, so even the water looked all blue and tropical, like when you're on vacation and shit. The only thing missing is sand, palm trees, and that big motherfucker Jorge, whatever the fuck was his name?
It smelled like a plane crash.
Yeah, it did smell like a plane crash. That's for sure. That's for real. Hey, when you got a small bathroom in a comedy club, don't do that, y'all. That's nasty. Shut up. Hey, so what else is going on? That's my second question is, what else is going on,
Alice? Good question.
What else is going on, Alice?
I've been working on this new HBO show. We had one season so far. We got picked up for season two. It's called Getting On.
Yeah, I've seen
it. HBO.
Yo, this shit is off the fucking chain, y'all. Y'all got to see Getting On starring Alice Borstein. If you don't get a motherfucking Emmy, I'm a riot.
Oh, I'm a riot.
I swear to fuck. I'm gonna stand on top of the fucking Korean grocer with an AK-47 and fucking, I'm gonna fuck shit up if you don't get a fucking Emmy.
You're gonna
this.
Actually hurt people.
I will fucking put hand to throat.
Well, what would innocent bystanders have to do with me not getting an Emmy?
Well, I don't fucking know, but someone gonna have to pay because that shit is off the hook. That shit, that y'all keep it real on that show. Laurie Metcalf, of course, from Roseanne, and my girl, my heart. That's Niecy Nash, my homegirl. We go way back. And so
have you worked with Niecy?
I ain't seen Niecy in a minute.
Really?
No, she don't return none of my calls no more. But
really?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know.
She's busy. I mean, she's got kids. I think we might have
dated the same fool once.
Oh.
But she got to him like it was before. Then me, I got him later.
I see.
And that might have been what's up. Because I don't know. It might have been my ex Garrick, that no good piece of shit. Hey Garrick, guess what? I got my own fucking podcast now, motherfucker.
Are you
saying, if I had a dick, you know what I'd say to Garrick? What? I would say, suck my dick.
That would be...
Suck my dick, fool. I got my own shit.
Are you saying Garrick? Like C-K? Garrick. Or...
Yeah, Garrick.
Okay, Garrick.
Yeah, that's his name, Garrick. He was always mean to me.
Why?
I don't know. That's an interview for... If you got the Alex Borstein show, then we could interview... Borstein. What? Borstein?
You don't deserve that. You deserve better than that.
Thank you very much. One sister to another. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing to say. And we need more positivity. And we need to keep it real.
Speaking
of keeping it real, now it's that time of the show that we do my favorite part of the show. And this is called Real Good Shut Up. Well, I ask three questions. The first question is, what's real? What's real to Alex Borstein? What's real?
Are we doing it right now?
Yeah, what's real?
My breasts.
Okay, that's cool. My breasts is real too. All right, what's good? What's good? What's good, baby? What's good, boo? What's good? What's good to Alex Borstein?
I think also my breasts.
Your breasts is good. I got some good ass breasts too.
Yeah.
And that ain't even my opinion. I got some third party motherfucking opinions on these motherfuckers. Hey, you put your hands on. I ain't never had none of these trifling motherfuckers put their hands on my breasts and say, yo, these breasts is bad. I'm having a bad time.
No, that would be rude.
What need to shut up? What the fuck need to... What need to shut up out there? Who need to... Who or what need to shut up to Alex Borstein?
What need to shut up? You know, I would say a lot of people that are currently all over the country trying to take away a woman's right to choose.
There you go.
About whether they should or should not have a baby.
They could shut the fuck up. That's a good place to start. I like you, Alex Borstein. I know it ain't been a minute since I seen y'all, but I like your shit. I think you a very, very smart woman, and you remind me a lot of me. You know why?
Why?
Because you keep it real.
I do.
You keep it real.
I try.
Yeah, you keep it real.
You need just a like lozenge?
Nah, I got this. When I keep it real, I say... You really keep it real.
Okay.
You know, because my voice go down.
Have you ever done...
Because when I got emotional, I say, dude, you keep it real.
Have you ever done voiceover?
Actually, I did a regional commercial a long time ago. I think I played in, like, Illinois or some shit for, like, a check cashing place.
You know, like one of those things, they take all that money.
Yeah. And I was come on down, have your check. I would like to see that commercial. And you know what I would like to see? I would like to see a motherfucking check. How about y'all fucking process checks all day? How about giving a sister one?
It was a TV? I never got paid. Or just radio?
I was on TV and shit.
Oh.
But I did the voiceover. And that's what I was like, I'll come in and thing. And they said, no, you can do it over the phone. And then a homegirl of mine saw the fucking thing because she go to that motherfucker all the time to get a motherfucking check from her, you know, baby daddy. And she was like, I heard your voice. You ain't getting no check.
You did it from home, but it's on camera.
I knew the motherfucker that used to have the check cashing place. It was just it's only in Illinois.
See, they shot it at your home.
No, I did. I went. Fuck it. Who gives a shit? But you know, I would love to do voiceover on Family Guy.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. What if I was a new character on Family Guy? Wouldn't that be some shit?
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah. Like, what if like Lois has some trouble at home with Peter and she signed up for a class like a how to get along with your man class.
Like a retreat thing?
Yeah, or? Something like a weekend in Sedona and I'm the instructor. But then Lois find out it's just like a dick sucking class.
Maybe I'm in the wrong class.
Nah, Lois, you signed up for dick sucking 101.
We can't. I mean, that's a, it's a funny idea, but we actually can't. You can't say dick sucking.
Why not?
You can't. I mean, it's like a lewd act, and you can't do that on the.
Yeah, but that's the class. That's why Lois ain't supposed to be there, because she a good woman. She like, I ain't taking no class to suck no man dick.
No, I understand the logic of it. I'm just saying you can't. They have rules.
Well, yeah, but you suck a man penis. Ain't that would you put the, could you say suck his penis class? That ain't as funny.
You can't say. You can say penis if you're just like referring to a part of the anatomy, but you can't talk about sucking a man.
You can't say that. All right, so how about cocksucker class? Sucking cock.
No, that's. I think that's even worse. I think that's a term
cock.
For the.
Say cock is worse.
Yes, cock is worse than penis.
Than penis. All right. Hey, that's just about all the time we have with Alex Boston. You got to check her out on Getting On and coming up on HBO. And you got a new movie coming out?
I'm in A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane, new Western movie. Check her out on that. And yo, this has been real. You my soul sister. I'm so happy you came by, Alex. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, Alex Boston here on Keeping It Real. And until next time, this here shout out saying don't say sucker's cock or sucker's dick. Right, Alex?
Not on television.
You know, I don't have enough vests.
Yeah?
I don't have any vests.
Oh, well then, yeah.
I don't like saying vests.
If you have one, it's okay.
I don't have any. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast. I think it's an underutilized fashion accessory. Vest.
Yeah, that's cool.
You don't need them, man.
Yeah. You know, I got to stop you right there, actually, because I'm just looking on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm on the popular page.
Okay, why?
There's this, I don't know, I just kind of clicked it.
Yep.
There's a girl on the page, and I was like, oh, who is that? Because she looked kind of pretty, whatever.
Okay.
You know?
That's how Instagram works.
And I noticed she had 990,000 followers.
Well, because she's pretty.
Wow. Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Well, Instagram is a pretty girl's game.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not going to like pretend like what I was saying needed to be a segue, and I said it on purpose, but does she have any accessories? Because fuck it. I'm going to pretend like I sound like I know what I'm talking about.
What do you mean
accessories? She wearing a vest or anything?
Oh, well, no.
Nah, dude.
No, but...
But I bet.
You best?
I best or I bet?
Yeah.
I bet if she did wear a vest, she'd be rocking it.
Yeah, probably with nothing underneath and just like all sexy and cool.
Yeah, that's right. Can I see? Are you looking at
it? Sure, but it kind of blows it. I want to tell you about this first.
Okay, you want to tell me about it first. By the way, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Chris D'Elia.
And no Brian the Kid Callen today because, you know, wherever. He's not here right now, so now you can stop thinking about him. Yeah. What's up, Chris?
She's a very attractive girl, and let's not even talk about her username because we don't need...
No, we don't need to do that. That's
but not...
That could backfire.
Yeah, totally. But... there's a picture of her here. Actually, I can show it to you here. A lot of cleavage, right?
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah, she's
very,
very
pretty.
Very pretty.
Very pretty girl.
Very pretty and a lot of cleavage. And that's kind of the point of the photo, to be honest, right? The
cleavage. Yeah.
And I just looked and it has almost 70,000 likes on it, which is great. You know,
Chris and I are both on Instagram.
Yeah, we're both on Instagram. Chris D'Elia.
I'm Will Sasso. Right. And welcome to... And Brian's not here. Right. Oh, no, you were doing the Instagram.
Yeah,
names.
The Instagram thing.
Our names are just our names.
No, I know. Yeah, so, don't get caught up in that. All right. So, and now I just kind of saw that it had that many likes, and I was like, wow. And then I was like, well, let's look at some of the comments because there's a bunch of different comments, and like there's some foreign guys. Some guy just wrote, "Ay yo yay." I don't know what that is.
He just went, "Ay yo yay."
Ay yo yay.
For everyone listening at home, and for me too, please spell it.
A Y-O-Y-E. Ay-yo-ye.
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 He went, ay-yo-ye.
Yeah, that's what he did.
It was like, you know what he was doing? He was gonna be like, "Hey, yo, what's up, baby? You hot?" But then he started falling. And
and kept typing.
And then, ay-yo-ye. And then he just hits in.
And the last one was the best. And I almost laughed, but then I kind of caught myself because we were starting to record.
Mm-hmm.
The guy commented, just straight up, no punctuation. Good for titty sex.
Okay.
The guy just wrote,
"Yeah,
good for titty sex."
You know, we've talked a lot about apps and the internet, like, different and all that shit. And I don't even want, I don't want to go off on a rant of like how
but like
people are fucking everything up with that. Because anybody can say that. You know what, man? Listen to another podcast if you want to hear
like why would
someone get pissed off about. But I'm really, really pissed off right
like,
now.
Like, but he's Australian. He's 14.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
But what's the deal? What? Why would you say that? What do I? like
because comments.
Oh, become, like I look at this. And, Okay, I guess I could do that.
Comments have, because comments have become their own beast. I was actually having this conversation with someone recently, and we were talking about how parts of the internet are very shallow and they lack substance. Blah blah blah. This is an old argument. Facebook before Instagram. Look at me. Look what I'm doing. Now we got the selfies and that whole thing. And who cares? The same could be said about television a long time ago. That's not even my argument. The point is, what are you laughing at now?
Guy wrote, "Want my dick at 7.0." Want
is,
my,
it, is he rating it or measuring it?
Want my dick? It's 7.0.
Because if it was a 7-inch, if we're talking dick, about a 7-inch,
pretty healthy.
Yeah, sure. That's but probably a little
seven
above
out
the
of
average.
10?
Yeah, then he's
not
got
that good. It's not that. I'm gonna write back to him. Yo, that's not that good of a dick out of 10. Watch, where is it? Where did it go? Here we go. Oh, here.
Anyway, what I was saying is, you know, there's a lot of dumb stuff on the internet, and that's fine. I'm not going to go off on what I like or don't like on, you know, Instagram or Twitter or Vine or any of that stuff. That's subjective, but I think we can all agree that a lot of this stuff is really dumb. But what's the effect? The effect is that a lot of the comments are really dumb, and that's cool. That's kind of, in essence, what the internet is. It's about connectivity. You do something really smart, really intelligent, people are going to comment, and they're going to say something that disputes it or corroborates it. And if you do something really dumb on the internet, people are going to make some dumb as shit comments. But in both cases, a lot of people just need to make noise. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so a lot of
I
dudes
know.
Are just like, do you want my dick? It's 7.0. Well, I think we can all agree that's really fucking ridiculous. And a lot of people say a lot of stupid things. But then you're saying the young lady, God bless her, was just kind of exposing her cleavage. Mm-hmm. And that's fine, but she hasn't provided a whole lot else. So she's attracted this dumb guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a dumb guy could post something dumb and a gal might comment, OMG, marry me. And if you ask that gal, are you attracted to that guy? She might just say, nah, not really. And then it's like, yeah, well, then why'd you write that? I don't know. I just wanted to write something.
Right.
And I think that's sort of the innocent thing about
right.
comments is it doesn't actually mean anything.
Yeah.
Clearly, especially when what the comment is based on is dumb, and I guess that's my point. It's all just dumb, and comments are really dumb.
The very dumb.
Yeah.
And
I don't
like,
think anybody means that shit. I don't even think that dumb guy meant, I have a 7.0. That's so dumb.
Well, I don't know, maybe, but my point, well, what I would say is like when a girl's write like, fuck me, or what I would do to you, or like, oh, come meet me in my bedroom, or whatever the fuck. You know, you get sometimes you get out those odd comments,
they're
right?
Not me, no.
Well, that's very sad, but I will. And so when I do, I sometimes just, I want to, you know, just to, as a science experiment, drive the fuck over and be like, let's do this.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
No, you can't do it. And I wouldn't do it because
right.
it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But I want to just, I want to look them in the eyes while they're like, oh shit, I didn't mean it. And I'd be like, ha, well
yeah.
then.
Well, that's, yeah.
Don't, then you know what? Don't comment.
I guess not.
Don't comment.
Yeah.
That's all we have as human beings is words.
Yeah. That's
our
how we,
words.
That's how we formulate
that's
our thoughts.
That's what we do. I say something and then you get to know me a little bit better. Yeah. So if you're just going to write OMFG, marry me,
yeah.
and you don't fucking mean that, what the fuck are you?
But then everybody writes that, so it kind of doesn't matter. The currency.
But it does matter because, you know.
It's Bitcoin. Everybody turns around and goes, oh, this is worthless.
Yeah. Well, you know what, dude? That's the fucking new POGs.
Comments?
Yeah, comments are the new POGs. Fuck you.
Very good. Well said. Well, you don't have to get pissed off.
I don't want them. OMFG, marry me. Okay. When's the wedding? June. Let's do it in June. No?
I would love for there to... What if someone actually met their bride that way? They were kind of like, yeah, this girl just like went, OMFG, marry me on my Instagram. I took a picture of a sunset and she said, OMFG, marry me. And then he hit her up and she was like, all right.
Dude, I you know, people who say, that's why I'm always very clear and very direct. I'm always very clear and I'm very direct.
I know you are, man.
I say, when I meet someone and I think they're attractive, you got boyf.
Dude, I don't say you got boyf because they're not going to know what you're talking about.
I finished the word though, you know.
People that have listened to 200 plus episodes of our podcast know what we're talking about.
But I say, you got boyf? And then say, no. You say, no. I say, oh, cool. What's up? Let's go. Let's hang.
Yeah.
And if they're like, well, yeah, okay. Then I'm like, it's on, baby.
Way to go.
You know? But if they're not, if it's not on, then if they do have a boyfriend, then I say, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be like this, but you know how the song goes. On to the next, on to the next, on to the next, on to the next,
yeah.
On to the next, on.
You know what? Hey.
And then Jay-Z is like.
If you're listening to this and you have Kanye, Instagram.
Kanye, Jay-Z.
Yeah, Kanye, Jay-Z, yeah. Why don't you just, if you have Instagram and you see a girl and you think she's attractive, you should just comment, you got boyf? Y apostrophe G A H B O Y F. You got boyf? Question mark.
No. Hold on. I actually really, really, really want you to do that. You got boyf? But tag Will and I in it so we could see. But you got to go to the really hot girls, say, you got boyf? And tag Will and I in it, because I will laugh all day if I see that shit. If all of a sudden I'm getting tagged in hot chicks photos and they say, you got boyf? Dude, come on, man. Do that for us, please.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, man.
Do it for real.
You got boyf.
You got Y apostrophe
G-A-H. G-A-H. B-O-Y-F.
That's it.
Apostrophe?
Yeah. Y apostrophe G-A-H
apostrophe B-O-Y-F.
Right.
Question mark.
Yes.
You got boyf.
And then tag us in it so we see it.
Yeah.
You can tag us in the next comment if you don't want to put it with us. Just kind of, you know.
Yeah. Then we can check it out. Hey, I feel like this has been really, really constructive. You know,
I like
think we learned something about Instagram, and we learned something about social networking, and we learned a little something about each other. As Chris said, that's how communication works.
It is.
Hey, thanks for listening to Tim and the Podcast. Rate and review us on iTunes and follow us on all our social networking things. You go Google.
Marry me. Will. You will. Marry me.
All right. How's June? Because OMFG.
My friend said that he owns his girl, and I said, "What is it? What do you mean?" And he said, I'll fart in her mouth and she'll tell me she loves me.
That's awful.
I know. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. You buy Amazon, you go to 10minutepodcast.com. Hit the Amazon banner. Hit all banners.
Hams.
What?
Amazon.
My name is Will Gladiator Helmet Face Sasso.
No.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
I'm Chris D'Elia. Sorry I'm a little preoccupied because I am tweeting right now about my shows in San Diego coming up in a few weeks.
Congratulations.
Right. Well, so go to my website and I'll be at the American Comedy Company. And
great
sold,
name for
comedy. I sold that place out.
Yeah, well, it has 200 seats. Come up on really the mic a little bit. It's not hard to do, but it's not hard to do at all.
What's not hard to do?
And you probably didn't sell it out. On Thursday or Sunday.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Know, Brian, sorry. Come up on the mic
don't
a bit.
Do that with your mouth.
Brian, let me tell you something right now. You should go watch Brian. He's so fucking funny. How's that for you?
That's great. That's really nice.
I like
when you guys are nice. I like when you guys are friends to each other.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite comics.
So,
thank you.
All right. So, okay. So, Chris is going to go do stand-up comedy. Brian is doing stand-up comedy.
I'll be in Toronto, in your country.
When, this weekend?
No, in a month.
All right.
And
well,
I'll be in Edmonton.
This weekend?
No, in a month.
Okay, so why'd you bring that up?
Well, why are you bringing that up?
I don't know. I wanted to say that I'm doing
stand-up. Well, I'm doing some stuff, too. Here.
What are you doing?
I don't do stand-up comedy.
What are you doing?
Well, I got an offer for a film.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yes,
did
I
you?
Did.
What's
yes,
it called?
I don't want to
what's
tell you.
What's it called?
You know what? That's poor form. I don't like to discuss
Mall
that
Cop
stuff.
Mall Cop 16.
You know what it's called? Holding my dick and balls.
No.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not what the movie's
it's
called,
called,
guys.
It's called Bumpy the Bumpster.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. If it was called Holding my dick and balls, I'm pointing to Chris, producing, and you're, and I'm pointing to Brian, starring, and I'm the fucking best friend, because I play the best friend in movies, and that's what I've been doing for a quarter century, and my whole character arc is to say, Brian, stop holding you dick and balls, get a job, change your life, do good things, instead of just holding you dick and balls.
And my line is, no.
That's good the only movie. Line you have?
Yeah. No. He just says no.
Go
over
ahead.
And over again.
We'll try. No. And you just hear me doing...
Brian, let go of your dick and balls, man.
No.
Look, you gotta follow that girl. You gotta marry that girl. She's great.
No.
Brian, get that job. Get that promotion that you want.
No.
Brian, you need to make a change within yourself that will radiate outwards and make everything different and better in your life. And it starts with you letting go of your dick and balls.
No.
Oh, all right, cut.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Cut. I mean, it's pretty bad.
You can't say cut. You're the producer, not
the
director.
Well, the director was jerking off because he got turned on.
Oh,
so.
No.
What else is going on, huh, guys? What else is
here's
going on?
What's going
I'm getting
on.
Into bodybuilding.
Here's what's going on. No, Brian, way to try and derail everything,
sorry.
But absolutely not. 100% anti.
Okay.
But what we're going to talk about right now is...
That was the ground-to-air BKJ anti.
Yeah.
Brian just sent a BKJ missile down to take out this podcast.
Oh, hey.
Ow.
Oh, he hurt his hand.
I actually hurt my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, there
and
goes the piano.
Did your What went in the garbage?
My fucking Mophie pack.
You're what?
My fucking Mophie pack.
Shit's
dude.
Falling apart.
Okay.
And then he went a surface to air missile.
He went to fucking BKJ and he just went, I'm getting into bodybuilding. When we went, it was understood. And what I wanted to talk about was Coachella.
Why? Now, can I just, Chris, speaking of Twitter, you've been tweeting about Coachella.
Right.
I tweeted kind of a milquetoast vanilla tweet about Coachella.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I don't care about Coachella. Because I'm 38.
Yeah, Chris gets fired up about it.
You get too fired up.
He got so fired up that this is how he described the singers. What a fucking dumb. They're like, it's so stupid. So you encapsulated all musicians and music like this. And he goes, and he played the guitar. And worse, they don't even play sometimes. They just hold the mic. Yeah. And that was your encapsulation of all of Coachella and basically all musicians.
No, I don't like music. Straight up.
You
I
like
don't
hip-hop?
Like it.
That's,
yeah, but it's like, that's not really music.
That's so awesome to hear that from someone who likes hip-hop.
Yeah, it's like kind of, it's musical in a way. Yeah. It's melodic, you know, something's melodic.
But you don't like music.
I don't like,
hey, my favorite hip-hop group of all time is De La Soul. That's music.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, there's some music, but guess what? I don't like that.
So you wouldn't go to Coachella?
No.
There's no fucking way you'd go to Coachella.
They had a hologram of Tupac.
Really?
They yeah, but you have the hair
I
for
didn't
it.
Go. I love Tupac, and I your, didn't go.
But why can't you just go and just be like,
you know why?
You know
what? Well,
have an experience.
You know why? Because of a few reasons.
Why?
It's too hot. It's fucking way too hot.
Yeah.
Okay. And don't be that hot unless you got boa constrictors.
Back to
okay?
boa constrictors.
Now, there are no boa constrictors.
If you've heard our previous episode called Stuha, Chris explained that he was at Comedy
Laugh
Store? Laugh Factory, and it was too hot in there. And Chris said, if it's going to be this hot, you need to 100% have boa constrictors in here.
Because it's tropical.
Right.
Yeah.
So, in the Palm Desert, there's no boa constrictors.
So you can't.
That's too confusing for my brain.
All right.
Because I understand that 100 plus weather is weather that you 100% have boa constrictors.
Okay, so you've never, but getting past that, okay. So I think it's the social aspect of it that
there's
pisses you off.
There's also a lot of stupid idiots.
Hey,
now,
man,
okay?
Now, hold
you can't
on.
Just say that.
You look, don't know that.
No,
that's a vast
now let me tell you something. Yeah, it is. Do you know why? Because the general public goes there. Now, here's the deal. I have a lot
that's
of.
So mean to
I know,
fucking
those are
say
your fans.
You're
hey,
fucking being
dude,
quite elitist.
I'm a general. I'm in the general public when I go somewhere.
But you fly first class.
No, I'm the man.
Is that true? Do you fly first class?
A fly for class?
I fly first class.
But that's expensive.
Listen to me. Listen
How
to
do
me.
You guys have,
listen to me.
You guys get paid in bars of gold.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Leonardo DiCaprio was at Coachella.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
One of the biggest stars in the world.
Yeah. You can go, but when you go, you idiot.
No, you're
yeah,
not.
You're
not
an idiot. Yeah, you are.
And
because
if you listen to
you're
the show,
a cow.
No, no,
yeah,
on,
you are.
Bro.
They're
on.
Not. They're not.
No, no, no.
You
some
go.
People like music.
Yeah,
cattle.
Then you know what? Get the CD where you can listen to pristine production and hear every word everywhere.
You know what?
They want to hear.
I've only been to one Lollapalooza. It was in 1994, summer of 94. And actually, Nirvana was supposed to headline, but then something happened with their lead singer just previous to that.
What happened? Was it the fact that he died because his friend furiously beat the shit out of him because he said Lollapalooza and not Lollapalooza?
Hey, dude.
What?
What's wrong with Lollapalooza?
Well,
it's Lollapalooza.
The only thing is that's wrong with it is that that's not how you say it.
Okay.
You cow.
You're fucking, don't call, first of all, don't call me a fucking cow. And second of all, for a guy who's getting all expressive with his fucking hands and talking like this about festival concerts, you sure just sprung up to defend one and the... How you say the name of it. So if you hate Coachella so much, why are you defending how we say Lola or Lollapalooza?
Listen.
So and that's all getting to my third point.
Yeah.
Chris D'Elia, what's wrong with you? Like, what is the issue? Why are you so pissed off?
He hates sports, music.
He hates sports.
You know who else
he
did?
Hates music?
You know who else did? Stalin.
Yeah, Stalin.
Stalin.
I heard Hitler had a puppy. I don't believe it, though.
I don't either. Chris, yeah. Chris has a lot in common with guys like Genghis Khan, yeah. Stalin, yeah. and Pol Pot, and Hitler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hate music and sports and colors. Jesus. I don't like colors.
Even Saddam Hussein liked soccer.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Jesus
listen,
Christ.
Listen,
Kim
listen.
Jong-il and Kim Jong-un listen. Will fucking go to a big square where there's music and sports.
You know what Chris likes?
Hey. They watched Dennis Rodman play basketball. Chris what the likes, fuck is up with you?
He likes mustard as his phone.
You know what? You know what?
More mustard.
You went out. You went out,
hanging out.
You went out to a big field where guys were playing instruments with a bunch of other people.
That's
congratulations.
Hey, that's cool.
However, you live in the 1600s.
No. You know what Chris
yes.
likes?
That's
you
so
know
insane.
You know what Chris
no,
is into?
We
like music.
No, Chris then likes... listen to it in your air conditioning house
you
and be happy about
that.
You
are guilty of liking
shit.
Only two things, crushing and
coming.
Oh, guys.
Oh, no. Hey, you guys, I crush and I come.
Oh, this
and
is...
you want to have a conversation?
All right.
What
look,
could you possibly have to say
right.
that's better
look,
than
look,
crushing?
Can I just bring this to a close? Let me just bring this to a close by saying if you like Coachella and you like music, go listen to music in Coachella with a bunch of other people. Thanks for listening to the 10 Minute Podcast. Please rate and review us on iTunes. We'd appreciate that. And tell all your friends to listen to the show.
I tried to get a ticket.
You
I knew
see?
It. I knew it.
Well, I had a pretty intense weekend, I have to say.
Yeah, you said that every Monday.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Welcome to 10 Minute Podcast. I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris D'Elia.
And if you want to buy something on Amazon, go to 10minutepodcast.com and hit the Amazon banner. You should always buy on Amazon and always do it through our website.
Okay.
I am... so sore, my whole body is literally.
Yeah.
I do. I'm doing this new workout.
Yeah,
I'm,
but
I'm
I don't,
going heavy on weights.
Yeah. It doesn't. That doesn't. It's not interesting. Though.
Well, that's why. Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't introduce. Hold on. We have. Can't believe I forgot. You're just so quiet. David Greco is. Will
back.
Sasso
He's
has
back.
Sent David Greco back. So welcome, David. You are a professional.
Podcast
yeah, sidekick.
Professional podcast stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And
you
I'm going
to...
No, I mean, just...
I'm going to ask you before you do anything. You're going to not... You're just going to have to back up from the mic when you have to clear it. So I know
right.
you have an issue with your sinus or whatever
we
it is.
We don't have a cough button.
Sorry
so
about that.
Very distracting.
Hi, I'm David Greco.
Right.
You know.
Great.
You know.
Yeah.
Right.
So...
I was here before. You know, I'm a professional podcast sidekick.
Right.
But I got this nasal condition because I used to be... You know, I'm a plumber. Yeah. By trade, you know, I'm from Schenectady, New York, so, you know, I'm in the pipe for this union and that sort of my
yeah.
trade. So, I come in, I bust the drywall out for
right.
you and that sort
I
of
know.
Thing. So I got this sort of nasal condition.
Yeah.
I go to the ear, nose, and
you
throat
You said
guy
that before?
In Albany, there's a good guy.
Right,
and,
no,
you have to back off the mic. Yeah. You can't
Wait,
do that.
You
hear what you're doing? You
we're
can't
not,
do that.
That's, no,
yeah.
no, no, no. I'm a professional podcast sidekick.
No,
kick,
we're not.
You know? I used to do the open mics back in 19, boom, but then I moved on to talk radio in the 90s. I told you guys all about those shows.
I know,
but I just, I don't want to get in the way. If you guys are going to talk about nutrition of what
well,
were you saying you
I
work out
no Brian
yeah I work out I'm,
yeah, but
I have
I'm
a new workout
to
I'm doing,
you is
yeah.
I don't I you always talk about that like I don't you aren't you the kind of person that won't like don't you want to interest the person you're talking to because
okay.
whenever you say
that's
something
a good
like,
question it is a good question and here's the thing that you need to understand you and I mean this in the best way you look like a real life fucking vampire
all right
okay in other words you are You have a greenish...
Hey, why is Miley
no,
Cyrus a slut now?
I
remember before
don't think
she
she's
was,
a slut, dude.
I'm just,
I wouldn't
well,
say
before
that.
She was Hannah Montana.
Right.
Well, she's older now, so she's doing dancing
she's
and
doing
stuff.
She's doing all sorts of... She's being all sexual.
Well she's...
Hey, what's, she, that? What's that about?
She's not being...
She's 21,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, she's finding herself sexually, and that's totally
that's
fine.
That's different,
yeah.
though. Before, she was all wholesome.
She was a kid.
Right. She was I'm 11 years old.
You've got to move back. You can't do that. Yeah, you can't. You just can't do that.
I'll come in with the quips and the walla and the Jake and the, you know, the humor, the comedy and the jokes.
Or not.
But, no, I'm not. Only if I got something for
right,
you.
But
I'm a professional podcast sidekick. You know.
We know that.
Yeah, but that's why I know. If you guys talk about your thing, that I come in only with like, oh, that was interesting.
Right.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Or not.
Keep the conversation going.
But then if we're talking about, working out, and then you just all of a sudden talk about Miley Cyrus. It's just kind of derailing what we're talking about.
But she's slutty now.
Okay.
She's not slutty.
All right, I'll back up. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll just come in with the quips
and the humor and the Jake. Right, I know, understand.
J-A-P-E.
Whatever the fuck you're saying.
What is...
I don't know what that is.
Jape, it's humor, you know, jokes, ribaldry, you know. Comedy, you know, and the jokes and the hilarity.
Yeah.
Right. I know. I understand.
Okay. I need to finish this.
Go ahead.
Anyway.
Right. Go ahead.
So you should eat. You look a little bit anemic. So what I would do is eat some red meat. Are you eating red meat?
I don't eat red meat. No.
There you go. But I can tell by the pallor of your skin. I've always been this way though.
And
you're
iron
deficient.
No, I'm not iron deficient. I eat a lot of iron.
How's your energy?
It's fine. I mean, I'm tired today.
There you go.
All right, I'm tired today because I didn't get much sleep last night.
You shouldn't be. You're not sleeping because you don't have
enough iron. I'm traveling a lot, dude. I mean, and it's a lot of stress.
Me too, but I feel amazing.
Doing
and
the
you
shows.
Don't. I've traveled
can
as much as
I come up
you
on the mic?
So.
You know?
Huh?
I got something to say.
All right, whatever.
Go ahead. Just what?
Can I come out? I was going to stay back because I'm being respectful because I'm a professional podcast sidekick.
No, just
you
say
know.
It.
Please don't say that ever again.
We know that.
But now it's going to be unnatural if I'm saying something. I wanted to add to the conversation.
So what do you want to say?
All right.
How about that Malaysia flight?
Yeah, it's, you know,
what's going on
missing,
with that, you know?
It's missing. Same thing, still missing.
Right.
So, we talked.
Probably not going to find it anytime soon.
Go ahead.
Unbelievable. What do you want?
Go ahead.
Are you suggesting you want us to talk
about
it? No,
I'm just adding to the conversation. You know, I'm a professional podcast.
Now, that's
psychic.
Not adding to
I
the conversation.
I did a lot of podcasts, but in the 90s and the 2000s, I did a lot of talk radio.
In the boom,
you know,
right?
I did a lot of, well, I was doing Vinny and the Bear, and then I did, what was it, Charlie and the Badger, Shaker in the morning.
And Another Animal.
And then, that one actually, a lot of them shows was two guys.
Yeah.
But then there was three guys.
Yeah.
It was called, that was a podcast called, Why Not Listen to Us?
Sure.
Okay, but I'm going to ask you.
It reminds me of you fellas.
I'm going to ask you to try to stick, if you're going to be a professional podcast sidekick.
Just stick to the
topic. I would like you to stick to the topic
instead
of changing the topic.
Yeah, sure.
Because then it interrupts.
Sure. Okay, go ahead. I'll stick back.
You don't have to do that either. Just...
All right. Go ahead. Do your thing.
All right.
So
you are your health is not good.
No, it's
and you
it's
should be
good.
Checked out. You're taking iron pills?
Yeah, I take...
That's a bad idea.
Okay, well...
Because you don't absorb the iron.
The joke's on you anyway. I don't take iron pills.
There you go.
Okay, so see, no matter what I'm doing, you're saying it's bad.
Well,
so
I think that you look genuinely unhealthy, and I think you look... 48 years old. You look a year old.
That's ridiculous.
I think you do.
I'm in my 30s. I'm in my early 30s.
Let me see your teeth. Oh, God.
That you're making it up.
No, but you have bad
gums. No, I don't.
Let me see your gums.
Hey,
you
that's
go
real,
to a dentist.
That, not for nothing. That's really mean.
What?
It's kind of mean what you're saying to him, don't you think?
Well, you know.
I know it's not my place, but you know.
No,
I think
we're
it's
just.
Kind of,
it's kind of the dynamic of the podcast.
Yeah. That you guys. Say, all right, I don't know if it's funny. And I'm just a professional.
I mean,
but I'm the sidekick here.
We're just fucking around, you know.
Yeah. He's just fucking around, all right.
Yeah. I mean,
go ahead, you know.
I'm making
go
a
Go ahead,
point.
You know. Are you just saying to him that he's got
Do you know anything about nutrition or exercise, David?
I did a push-up once back in 19, boom, you know what I mean?
Right.
Well,
I think I probably
Jape.
Had
that's
yeah,
Jape
vegetables.
For you.
I
that's
probably
Jape
had
for you.
Yeah, that's Jape. I probably had three pieces of broccoli in my life.
There
you
go.
Know
so what
more,
do you usually?
More Jape.
What do you live on?
Yeah. What do I? Yeah. I tell you
cake?
What. They say you are what you eat. You might as well call me a hoagie then.
That's some more
that's
Jape
good. Come
for
on,
you.
Guys. That's good comedy and humor.
It's
see
it's,
that way. Then I'm the sidekick.
Basic.
That way, you guys, you know, you get upset with each other. Instead, you come at me. You say, "Hey, you're a hoagie." That's good comedy. That's
right.
good.
Okay, hey,
right,
yeah, so. Hoagie with eyes. Is that the idea?
No, not with eyes. I don't get it now.
Because you don't eat eyes, right? Is that what you got confused?
Because he's a hoagie. Why would a hoagie have eyes?
No, see,
because
he's saying because you have
oh,
eyes.
Oh, that's the way Brian would say it. Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, what's
You're
up
dissecting
with...
dissecting it.
How
and
about
it...
Ellen who took that selfie at the Oscars?
Hey.
All right.
Hey, are you
Sorry.
Thing? What's going on?
because I got this nasal condition.
Oh, God.
I know. And the, so the selfie thing happened a long time ago.
That was a while ago, sure.
Wipe your nose,
but
please.
Sorry. There we go. There it is. Yeah, because right. But sometimes...
Also, what did you want to say about that
well,
selfie?
No, but sometimes words will kind of trigger the nasal things. Like, in particular, when I say Oscars...
Oh, don't say that. Don't,
yeah, don't
say Oscars.
Just say the O.
Oh, your nose again. Please. Oh.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Unbelievable.
Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead. God. Go ahead. I'll be back here. Go ahead.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Brian.
Yeah.
Just stop saying that.
Curiously enough, if I say Oscar De La Hoya, then it doesn't happen.
Can I
Oscar De La Hoya. All right. But ask me what Mr. De La Hoya's first name is.
I don't think I want to do that.
I don't either, because I know
just go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Ask me what his name is.
If we ask this, can we get back to the...
Yeah, I just want the podcast sidekick. You know, right. It's your show. I'm just here.
What's De La Hoya's first name?
Oscar.
Very disgusting.
Sorry.
It's not...
I explained on the last time I was on a podcast yet. I got
nasal
condition.
So listen, now we can talk about what we were talking about.
Thank goodness it wasn't asbestos.
You know, I got to be honest. I didn't even want to talk. I'd rather talk about Brian's workout shit right now.
Yeah.
I'd rather talk about that.
Yeah, but you don't have to talk about anything that I talk about, you know, because I'm just a sidekick.
You don't have a lot to say.
Are you kidding me? I come in with a jape and a humor and a jokes and a walla walla.
Hey, what do you think about Britney Spears now?
Oh, Britney Spears. What's going on with her? She used to be a nice little girl.
Right.
What do you think of her now?
Then you guys say something, because I'm the sidekick.
No, because that's what you're doing.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Come on, I'm supposed to come in with clips and a humor.
I can't think straight with this fucking guy.
I mean, I'm completely shutting down.
You've ruined the whole podcast.
Hey, I'm sorry. Look, guys, fellas, I was just trying to be the professional podcast sidekick. That's what I do. I'm a professional podcast sidekick.
Ever
you know.
Say
we're not
that
paying
again.
You.
Hey,
we're
you
not
know what?
Paying
you know what? Sometimes you got what you put in a hoagie. Oscar Mayer. See, that's what happens when I said, even Oscar Mayer. I can't say that last word, but I could say Oscar De La Hoya.
Hey, we're all here now, and now we can do the podcast, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See how you're sitting here, Bri?
I'm here.
Chris is right there. I'm right over here.
I was on a plane. Now I'm here.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was. Don't say I wasn't.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how.
Here's what I don't like.
It's really fucking hot, dude.
He's fanning himself with a
$100
bill.
That is so obnoxious.
And it's one of the newly minted ones, too.
I actually am so embarrassed. I didn't know it was $100.
All right.
I thought maybe it was a receipt.
Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, guys, check out how I do this. What you do is you go to 10minutepodcast.com. You hit our Amazon banner.
Yeah.
And you shop through that. And that way, you'll get your stuff.
And if you don't do that,
money around.
If you don't do that... Don't ever listen to our podcast again.
Well, that's kind
that's
of
a little
shit
bit.
That's a little
harsh.
Bit much. It's a little bit much.
Well, I'm trying
harsh.
To
do come up on the mic though, just a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, now I got to come up on the mic.
Okay. Well, what you're doing is, Brian, you're doing it too loud when you're close.
Yeah.
And when you're not close.
Yeah. I don't care what the fuck you guys have to say about
that. Brian, you have 3 podcasts, so you should know how to do this.
Yeah, you got too many.
I got too many podcasts.
You do have too many.
3 podcasts is 3 too many.
That's,
actually.
Yeah, it is.
You should have 0.
At the very least, it's 2.5 too many.
I agree.
My name is Will, the chief engineer of Laughter and Cheer Sasso.
Oh, God, I'm Brian. I'm going to punch Chris in his face
Me?
With everything I have if
no,
he
you're
keeps
not.
Fanning himself with money. Callan.
I'm Chris D'Elia, and I just reached for the closest thing. I'm sorry that money's close to me.
You know,
man.
Go
on.
No, cool.
Because I was going to complain, but go on.
Yeah, no, well, I'm about to fucking let it go.
Okay,
you know?
Why don't you let it go then, man?
Here's the thing I want to say first is we appreciate you.
We do.
If you're listening.
Appreciate.
If you're listening, we appreciate you.
Appreciate. Mm-hmm.
But Brian is pissing me off.
Yeah.
And Chris is just pissing me off by proxy and by virtue of the fact that he's fucking here and we're all
obviously
doing this.
Just
today
learned
I'm
proxy.
A little bit.
You
what?
You just learned the word proxy. That's
no.
what you
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, you did.
No, it's proxy. No, proximity. It's not
you
it's
did.
Not a tough word to learn.
Let me say
You've
something.
You've been trying to work that
yeah,
word.
Yeah, you have
no,
been.
I
and let me just say something. You did.
Don't say he did when
he did.
He didn't. All right. Hey, you know, here it is. We're here in the afternoon. We record a bunch of these in a row, and we try to fucking bank them all, and then we run off and do our things because we're big, busy guys, right?
Yeah.
I almost said Biggie Guys.
We're not Biggie Guys.
Which is the name of... He's a dance hall reggae artist out of Jamaica, Biggie Guys, who's kind of like a...
Well, yeah. I'm way busier than you.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Today, I've already been... I live in Los Feliz. I've been in frickin' Malibu and at Warner Brothers in the Valley.
I went to Detroit earlier at 9:30. I went to Detroit.
You didn't.
Well,
no, you didn't.
I was in New York. I flew... Coach, here, and it's not funny. And then I didn't eat, and I came, and then I got home, I showered, I rubbed myself down, and then I had no time to eat, and I had to go.
Why do you
crush an audition?
Yeah.
And then I
came. Damn, how early did you get back from the city?
Hey bro, I landed at 12:30. Okay, bro.
Nice.
Oh, you've been up for a while.
I've been up for a while.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so you've covered the most ground. You literally came from Connecticut.
From Connecticut, then New York.
Well, you were in Connecticut doing shows, right?
Yes.
So those people knew you were busy, but I was in Arizona doing 5 shows, sold out, and more people know I'm busy than you, is what I'm saying.
You know, man.
Okay, but as far as the podcast goes, everybody's listening to all 3 of us, and they can judge
but
for themselves.
But I have to say something.
And they know that I'm the busiest, because I also have to deal with Brian not understanding technology. Now, I'd like to get into something.
We're going to get into something, but I just want to say, before we get into that, because I definitely have a bone to pick with you, I just want to say that, Chris, don't text me when I'm in Connecticut at a casino. Don't say, packed house, sold out, 470 seats, and I go, oh, that's great. Yeah. And you go, yup. Don't ever...
What's wrong with that?
Don't ever text, yup.
Well,
because what that means is you're trying to alpha saying...
No. You
yeah, dude. You're saying, I sold more tickets.
No,
yeah.
Well,
and when you go,
I don't know how many tickets.
When I go, you say, hey, 470 seats, packed, and I go, that's great. Yup. Don't yup after that. Because if you were in front of me,
how's he supposed to give the affirmation that he heard what you're saying?
He wasn't doing that. What he was saying was, yup, as in,
All right, okay, see, now this actually plays perfectly into what I'm talking about. You cannot attach tone to text by proxy.
I can.
No.
See what I did?
You just learned it.
Well, you know, Will and I had a bit of a text war.
Yeah, and allow me to explain. The guys were all supposed to be here at the same time, and Brian decided that he had to push it. He was at an audition.
This
I totally
is
understand.
Pretty fucking annoying. This
which
part? The part that you're going to say.
The pipe
the
that
fact
I'm laying?
That it happened. No, the pipe is fine.
Okay.
You have to.
Yeah.
What happened
is
pretty
is
fucking
really
annoying.
And we're going to read along here in my text.
Well, here I say 4:30, woohoo, but probably earlier, but just in case, 4:30, woohoo, audition that's taking forever.
Okay.
In other words, I'm going to be a half hour late, no big deal.
Sure,
okay,
that's all fine.
Now, before we say the next thing, can I just say that we have a text thread that is Brian, myself, Chris, and our producer, Logan, at Logan Moy on Twitter.
Yeah, and I text Chris already that text that you just read.
Yeah, but
why would you do that?
Yeah, we have a text thread, and if everyone just texts the text thread, then we all know what's up, because here's what's going to happen. You want to push from 4 to 4:30, that's fine. But Chris ain't going to see it, and then Chris is going to show up here at 4, and he's going to go, what the fuck?
No,
and
that
is
true.
I don't know.
Chris,
and you know what the fucking bottom line is,
I
ain't your daddy.
No, but hold on a second.
I ain't going to fix it.
Hold on a second.
It's not going to clean up the groupie.
Yeah. Chris, well, don't go.
Let me say something. Chris did know that,
yep.
But Will didn't know Chris knew that.
And you know why?
Well,
because you didn't use the text thread. And you don't know how. First of all, you got this giant-ass skimboard Samsung, the boogie board SG or whatever it is.
A whole egg could fry on it.
Well, he goes, text everyone busy. Sorry, not just me. Thanks. I go, shut up. You go wrong thread.
No. Wait. Hold on. Haven't been home yet, just off the plane, casino comedy, coach class. Why'd you leave that part out?
Because
if you're going to keep it real.
I was mad.
All right.
Then I said, shut up.
Okay.
Then you go, wrong thread.
Coach class.
Then I go, don't say sorry or tell me anything. Already told Chris. Shh, now. That should have been the end of it.
No.
Shh, now.
But you know what? I'm going to sell the game so everyone understands. I don't believe you.
Yep.
That's what it is.
You're a liar.
No. You are a fucking. Let me tell you why you're a liar.
Wait a minute.
No, hold on a second.
Oh,
let me
tell
you. Let me give you a fucking example.
You're
Will, do you remember when it was me, you, Josh Lawson, Brian, and Dove, and we were all at dinner.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I had a set to go to.
Yeah.
I had a set to go to.
Set was at the Comedy Store.
Who's a fucking hilarious actor,
yeah,
said, I would really like to see you. I said, oh, okay, come to the Comedy Store. I'll be there. Cool. So I go first to get there so I can get ready for my set. Mm. When I'm there, I get on stage. I get off stage. Where the fuck are you guys?
Chris texts me. I said, Brian just said, let's go to the improv.
Because Chris is going to be performing at the improv.
And he was straight up lying.
Instead of the Comedy Store.
And it's because he just wanted us to hang, because Dove was going to the improv.
I wasn't lying.
And let me tell you something, crowd, that will appreciate. That's the truth.
That happened.
That actually happened.
So we were all upset with Brian.
Josh wanted to see me.
And I remember that very well. Chris. I made a mistake.
No, you didn't make a fucking
but
mistake.
The truth
now,
is,
look,
you think I'm a liar.
We got 2 minutes left. Why don't you blast
please,
through these?
Then you go, please do this in other thread. Seriously, need us on same page. I'm racing. Just do it.
I was very busy.
These are all separate texts. I can't handle everyone. Another text. Put it in Logan and Chris thread. I'm dealing with fucked up reads with mistakes that are put on me too. I'm not organizing. Let the others know. I write. Wow. I write. A did. Now I get another. No. This is the last correspondence in that thread. Please just do it. No time to organize. You right. Send me a snapshot
of the last. Wait, hold on. You yep. didn't. Yep. The last thing he said was four, and it was like sometime yesterday.
Okay. Still yep. nothing. I can't do this. Please let them know. We all need to communicate. Another text. I'm left out of it. You hit Chris up and I'm not in. I need to know what's going
on. That's
not
what I said.
Please respond in group.
Yeah.
I'm hitting them. I wrote, I'm hiring them separately. I meant hitting.
Yeah.
For sure, calm down,
all right,
though.
Brian, you're being boring.
Yeah, you're being boring. You know that, though. Just think.
Go forward. What I'm saying is, and you're just reading out fucking text.
He just keeps
saying,
not in group. Yeah. In group, please.
Yeah,
need
because,
in group.
But you know why? Look
now
at this.
Though.
He goes, dude, don't look at this. He goes, he gets real on me. He goes, dude, please don't treat me like a fucking idiot. I go, hey, man, why can't you understand? Please just use the thread, okay, with sugar on top?
Yeah.
He goes, never. I'll never use the thread now. It's
now
simply
you're being
not
shitty.
Possible. Out of my hands. I said, then we'll record without you, and I'll keep your money. Kay, good talk. He goes, no, I need money. I said, out of my hands. Right? You see what that happened? And he goes, also, you don't get to say good talk like it's over. I go, yes, I do. Watch this. Good talk. And he goes, no, that's my fucking saying. And then a few minutes
in
later,
in the meantime,
says,
I was
okay,
left
okay.
out of the whole fucking thing because I didn't get to see it.
Because you didn't use the thread.
Look,
and you know what? Here, let me explain
don't
to you the domino effect. Here's the thing. I had to, we're leaving some of it out. Thank goodness. You don't want to hear it. It's very boring. We went on and on and on.
It's already fucking boring.
Yeah. And now the domino effect is we got a boring podcast.
Listen, bro.
And fuck you. We're airing it. If you don't like it, hit up at Brian Callen on Twitter.
Yeah.
And
no.
Tell him use the thread.
You're the one.
Use the thread. Hashtag use the thread.
Hashtag use the thread.
I won't use it. Never.
We are talking and you are listening because it's podcast
nope.
time with the pals.
Don't say that.
Yes, it's the pal time with the buddies and
say
pals.
Say it differently.
Some podcasts are slow and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Hey, welcome to 10 Minute Podcast. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, of course, go to 10minutepodcast.com. Hit the Amazon banner. You'll be helping us. You get all your stuff for the same price. You know what I also want to say? I want to say, if you like the show, and we know you do because you're listening, and we appreciate you, go to iTunes and give us a review. Rate and review us. And that's a good thing to do for podcasts.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
I'm Chris D'Elia. And every time you say you're the kid, it makes me more and more angry.
Why?
Well, people know me as the kid because I'm ageless.
However, I do have to tell you guys something that's on my mind.
Yeah.
What's that?
I put together a list of my favorite things to put on your feet. Number one, sneakers.
Huh.
Dress shoes, penny loafers, boots.
Yeah.
Fuck, flip-flops.
Yeah.
Moccasins.
These are all good things.
Oh, so far they're great. Moccasins.
Yeah.
Heels, if you're a woman.
Yep.
Socks.
Yep. Socks. All right.
You know what,
your point?
You know
what
I like? You know what I love on the top of my foot?
Mm.
On the top of my foot.
Mm.
Your fucking cheek. You know that? Your fucking cheek. You know what I like? Just under my two front toes.
Yeah.
The two front toes, my big toe and the other one.
Yeah.
With a hard part that's attached to the rest of my fucking leg. I like the front of your fucking teeth.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, you know what I like just underneath my heel?
What's that?
Your temple.
Uh-huh.
Guys,
right?
Uh-huh.
Am I doing it right,
yeah,
Brian?
Yeah, you're good.
You're not you're doing good. It right.
Yeah.
Because you know what would happen if you put your heel on my temple?
What's that? You'd go to sleep for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe
right,
forever.
Shit your pants.
Right before that.
Right before that?
What?
Yeah. You'd say, ba-ba. And that would be it.
You'd go
say,
like this.
You'd say,
what would I be saying? What would I be on my way to saying?
Good night, everybody.
Nope. I would be on my way to saying.
And you'd say, good night, everybody.
Good night.
I would be on my way to say, but Will, what's on your feet?
Oh, I think I know what this is about. You're upset at the shoes I bought.
Oh, hold on.
Well, no, I'm not, because you didn't buy shoes.
Yes, I did.
No.
Yeah. What did I buy, Chris?
You know what? I don't know the fucking names of them.
I think they're called... I don't even know what they're called, actually. Barefoot shoes?
Because you know why you didn't?
Why?
Because you know what doesn't have names?
What?
Nothing.
So
did he buy himself some of those vibrant five-toe...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those rock climbing, yep, kung fu ninja,
oh, yeah,
slippers.
And you know what? This will really anger you.
Yeah.
Went hiking in them.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Also nothing.
No, it's great because it focuses, it makes you walk on the palms of your feet.
Chris doesn't
go
outside, though.
It's
Chris doesn't go outside.
No, I know Chris is going to get upset that I bought a pair of shoes for hiking that are very weird.
You
know what else I did?
He doesn't go outside.
Snoshu.
You know what else I did them?
Snoshu.
You know what I did in them?
What?
This is probably what's setting Chris off.
What is it?
I showed him a picture.
What is it?
Remember the picture I showed you?
Yeah.
I went for a bike ride around Venice and Santa Monica on the Strand on the beach.
Mm-hmm. In those?
And I was wearing those. So
and
I was
Danger.
On a bike.
And Danger.
And I also went
I have
to
a
Abbott,
problem with
I went
that
to
too.
Abbott Kinney and I bought a coffee. So that means I was sitting in a coffee shop, that one,
yeah,
over by Jelena.
Yeah.
And in those
so
in my
far.
Vibe.
Do you know what those do
and
clinically?
Anger.
Can I tell you guys what
and
they
and anger.
No,
because you're gonna make it serious.
No,
and
no,
right
I'm
now
not.
I
no,
seriously
I'm
want to
no,
say
listen.
Absolutely do not
listen,
wear those.
Do you know what they do? Do you know what those things actually do? And
yeah,
it's been clinically proven? They dry up all the pussy.
That's
within
true.
a like literally a 300 yard radius.
It's like, you know, when
they dry like the desert.
You know when the Hulk does the Hulk smash and
yeah,
anything
yeah.
near him in a certain
yeah.
radius is fucked?
Yeah.
That's what those shoes do
they
to come.
Hey man, don't use that
the
word.
Desert.
Oh,
it's the
Brian,
desert.
Don't make a sucking noise. Suck
hey,
the moisture.
That's
up.
What they do. They suck
do you
the
have
moisture.
A, do you have a girlfriend that gets too wet during sex? Then buy these idiotic five-toed
so
shoes.
So you know what it's like
be
to fuck
sure,
dust.
Absolutely. Be sure to fuck way drier
right.
cunt.
Hey, why is your cunt so dusty?
Stop saying
it's
that.
It's dusty because Will walked by in those fucking
all right. Here's
five
what we're
gonna
do.
Toes.
Little...
Did you get your cunt in Tempe in all July?
Here's what we're going to do. If you follow us on Twitter or on Facebook with the 10 Min Pod there, we're going to tweet a picture of my shoes.
Yeah.
And then
the picture that I showed Chris before we recorded that made him so very angry.
Yep. Yeah.
Did they come with a ninja mask?
No.
No.
And then I went hiking. Then, Chris, I went to Topanga and I hiked
no.
with my buddy Johan.
And
oh.
angry.
Oh.
Yeah. And angry.
Me and Johan.
Here's
you know,
the deal.
You know
big
Yo.
Handsome blonde.
Big handsome
deal.
Johan.
I love him.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
You know,
yep.
he's way
is
better
that
looking than you, Chris.
Okay, is that why you hang out with him? So he can balance out the dry pussy that is happening because of your fucking stupid shoes?
No.
So when he comes around, he
and you know what? You know who
wet?
Else came with us? You know who else came with us? Our buddy Miklos.
Absolutely not!
We went hiking.
No!
We went on the bareback trail. The
Miklos sounds like a mineral in the same, in the Shilajit family.
You
oh,
are...
Oh, hey, and speaking of Shilajit,
you guys want some
if you want to buy some Shilajit, go to 10minutepodcast.com, hit the Shilajit banner, and you will be purchasing that from my other buddy, Johan.
You and, are not...
And his brother,
you
Cyrus.
Are not
the two of my
things?
Best pals.
No.
Johan and Cyrus.
You're
they are
doing
the Walter White
things.
And Jesse
listen to
Pinkman.
Me. You're doing
of Sheila
things
what?
That are not things, and you're wearing things on your feet that are not something.
But Chris, a little while
and
back,
you're doing it with people that don't exist.
No, both those Johans and Cyrus and Miklos exist.
Here's one
and
thing.
Let me tell you
the
something.
The only
dude.
Thing I know
are you
more,
in the movie Die
the
Hard?
The only thing I know more than the fact that you don't know a guy named Johan
yeah.
is that you don't know. Two guys named Johan.
I do. I'm not going to give their last names.
Johan,
but...
Johan and Miklos
and Cyrus.
And Cyrus. Do you guys want to break into that tower and fuck up Bruce Willis?
And you know what?
It's 1985.
Miklos,
Cyrus.
Cyrus.
And the Johans.
Johan. Yeah. Johan. And Will.
Yeah. They all have ponytails except for Will.
No, they don't. None of them have ponytails. And we did some hiking, and I was wearing my Vibrams. And before that, I went to Venice, and I bought some coffee, and absolutely no girls talked to me because I was wearing Vibrams and riding around on my bike.
Not.
Oh, and by the way, the picture that I'm going to send was only to piss off Chris, so now you can enjoy that picture.
No.
And my bike is in the picture.
No. You're
and
gonna
my
be...
bike is a hybrid bike.
No.
It's a nerd bike.
That's
it's 18 speed.
Annoying.
Gas yep. and power.
Even the coffee dried up.
No.
Stop making that sound.
He's gonna.
Look, I stand by weird shoes. Chris,
no,
you're a guy that says that no one should go to Coachella.
You stand in weird shoes, which is the problem.
You don't want anyone to go to Coachella, and you don't want anyone to wear weird shoes, go hiking or biking or drink coffee or hang out with Johan, Miklos, and Cyrus.
Because he's just like Stalin.
Listen, you hang out with super sexy dudes with exotic names because you have shoes that dry up pussy, and you need the pussy to get wet somehow.
It's Stalin and the pussy dryer. Stalin and the pussy dryer.
Well, then maybe it's a challenge. Maybe oh shit, you should see some of the shoes that Yo has. There's some pretty fucking
Whoa!
Weird shoes.
100%.
Yo!
Don't call him Yo!
That's his name. That's what he's
you
my buddy.
You call him Yo!
You know what? Johan's never heard the
do you
podcast.
Call, do you go, hey, Yo-Yo, when they're together? Hey,
no,
Yo-Yo.
I don't. I think both the Johans have only ever been in the same room once. I think you guys were here. It was at a party at the house.
When they were spraying
and
machine
by the
guns?
Same room, he means his head, because that's where he made them up.
How about this? Johan has a pair of shoes that are also no cushion, but they don't have toes on them. What do you think of that?
Well,
and anger.
He should die.
Here's the deal.
Look, I don't know why you guys are so pissed off. Now we've done an
entire
podcast.
Johan never heard the podcast, I heard you say. You know why? Because he is not... He definitely isn't technologically savvy,
is that
right?
My good buddies... No, he's down. You should hear Yo's SoundCloud.
Nope.
There's a lot of good house and trance world beat.
Do you know what you're doing
out
with the story?
Out of here.
What? You're turning me into Stalin.
You're becoming like Chris.
I want to kill all those people, including you.
Well, you know, Cy, my good buddy Cy and
no.
Yo, not to be confused with Yo, just
no.
Cy and Yo, they're two of my best friends, I've known them forever. They listen to the podcast, and they're selling the Shilajit, so you check them out. Hey, guys,
don't
what's up?
Buy
what's up, Cy? What's up, Yo?
Hey,
and,
Shilajit has too many syllables in it. They should take those middle syllables out of it and call it shit.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the 10-Minute Podcast.
Shit. Go buy shit.
It's good to mix it up.
Yeah, it is.
In life and stuff.
Right. Very good to mix it up. And to not do what you do all the time.
That's right.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. We appreciate you. Go to our 10minutepodcast.com. That's a website. Then you hit the Amazon banner. It's fun, and you get your shit for the same price. Woo-hoo, boy. All right, sorry about that. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Chris D'Elia.
Okay, well, sir, all right, calm down. Brian is not here today, but that yelp you just heard was from a friend of Brian's who's sitting in. And, sir, your name is...
I was born Roger Paul Harris. The first
Roger Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Roger Paul Harris.
They call me Lickety-Split. You call me Lickety-Split now.
Well, you want me to call you what?
They call me Lickety-Split now.
Who?
Lickety-Split now?
That's my name. I'm born in the bayou, you see. When I was born in the bayou, you come down there, people give you a different name. Depending on how you do shit. Now, when I come in and take care of stuff, I take care of it. I lick it all up. There ain't no trade. Then I split. They call me Lickety-Split.
Oh, Lickety-Split. So. Yeah. I get it.
Who's they?
Whoever need a problem, you got a problem.
No,
with
no, no. Who's
I
who,
show
you
up
said
on your
they
door.
Call
I'm,
you?
The difference. I'm willing to do whatever the fuck it take. That's the difference between me and everybody else. I'm willing to do whatever it take. I do shit, man. I do shit. Most
people
can't even think about.
What do you do?
About.
Like,
well,
how'd
you get the name? Well, how'd you get?
I get what you need. You need something, I get it.
Paul,
for you.
Richard, what's his name?
What was his name? Robert Paul.
Lickety Split.
Okay, listen.
I think he wants
to
call
me Lickety.
Lickety, Lickety. So what you would do? Lickety Split. How did you first get the name? What did you do?
I one time, see, I had a problem with this guy. Mm-hmm. And you sometimes, some people you bust on now. You bust on what happened is, you bust on a man.
What does that mean?
And you break something. What happened is, he used to it, you understand? So the motherfucker's used to it, then what happened is he come back and he hired somebody to break something on you. But.
I think I know what you're talking about.
You take a man, you fuck him face to face now.
What?
I hold him down and fuck him face to face now. Then I take a picture. I'm fucking him face to face. He my woman now. He gonna clean all my shit now. He ain't gonna do shit.
Okay, okay, so well, I get it. Right. That's
so I take you, care of that nigga you, spit. You got a problem, I take care.
So you fight him. He comes at you and you fight him and you throw him down. And
you're saying that's a metaphor.
Fuck him face to face, Anna.
Fuck yeah, you hit him.
You need to fuck him face to face now. Some guy bend you over, they can't look at you face, but I fuck him face to face now.
Right, like you'd get a jump on him and
He's not a girl.
Wait, you calling him a girl?
He's a girl to me, man.
Who?
This guy?
I look at you and call you a girl. You show up on my blog. I trade you for cigarettes now. And you saw.
Wait, now hold on a second. Now. Okay, you said you fuck.
I ate a man. Okay, I ate a man's cat in front of him one time.
Now, that's a metaphor.
I ate a man's cat. Show him he ain't. I come at you sharp, too. I dress sharp. You tilt me over in the casket. I die. I'm ready to die any day, any time. You tilt me over in the casket. Throw some goddamn roses on me.
All right. Look at
these splits. Some of the cheap roses. You close that casket. I'm ready to die.
All right.
I dress sharp.
You would. You're in a casket.
I'm sharp. I'm so sharp. You tilt me over in that casket.
You know, look at these splits. Can I just say you're throwing a lot of stuff at us right now? I just want to get this. Can I just ask one specific question? You're saying, fuck a man. Face to face, you're saying, this girl, that girl,
I'm willing
the cat,
to do whatever it takes.
What do you, can I just ask what you do for
I
a profession?
I take care of business, that's what I do.
Okay, so did you get
you
paid?
Got a problem. You got a problem. I come in, I show up dressed sharp.
You said
I
that.
I dress sharp. Right. I fucking face to face.
What do you
I
wear?
I eat this cat.
What do you
I
wear?
Eat that motherfucker's Don't... fingers. I do whatever it takes.
What do
you get a problem, and I lick it up, and then I split.
Okay. Where are you
that's
from?
That's why they call me lickety-split.
We understand that part.
I'm from the bayou. I'm born in the bayou. We like to party down there. We do things differently down there.
I hate it when people say that.
Nah.
Yeah,
we do
because
shit
it's the same because they're all humans.
Nah.
Right? So let me. What are you wearing?
Yeah,
you said
girl,
you
were
dressed
see
sharp.
You, girl. I
are you
see
talking to him
you,
again?
You're talking to me saying that.
I don't see you, girl. You talking
you can
to me
see
soft.
Him.
I'm right.
He talking
He's
at me soft now. Look at
I'm not
soft.
Talking at you. I don't mean to talk at you soft, actually.
I want to leave. My mother was Chickasaw Indian.
Okay.
My father was Irish.
Chickasaw.
He got some black in him, too.
All right.
Okay. Now you mix that all up with good intentions and bad intentions. Nah, and then you put some snake bite in there. What do you got?
I don't fucking know. That makes no sense.
Lickety split.
Right. You're right. Okay,
so,
way ahead
so,
of me.
So can
I
ask?
Fuck
listen,
you right now.
Listen. Don't. Ow. What are you talking
to me soft?
No. I'm not
grab
trying to talk to you soft.
Grab his wrist.
Okay, it's fine. It's all fine. Forget it. But listen, when you say you fuck a man face to face, you mean what?
Yeah, I mean, see a lot of men. Now they come in there.
No, you're going to do the thing where you just kind of say a bunch of stuff.
They're going to find that mud whistle.
I just want one sentence.
Now what I'm going to do is this.
Mud whistle, that means asshole.
I'm going to kiss your mouth now.
Okay, that's very deliberate.
That sounds direct, yeah.
Now I'm going to fuck you, but I'm going to face to face now.
All right, okay, so, and people pay you to do that?
You feel my belly button against your soft dick.
Oh, God.
I mash your soft dick.
Excuse me, sir. Look, we get pretty out there on this podcast, but that is
lickety.
I got your legs all up.
We don't want to hear about your belly button against someone's soft
put
dick.
Put the inside your knees
Look,
on my shoulders. I tickle your belly button from the inside.
Oh, that's,
I don't know.
That was
listen,
extremely
okay,
deliberate.
And you get paid to do this?
I got a chick dog.
Yeah, good
you
question.
Said this is your job. You get paid to do this?
I do it for anything. I do it for a meal. I do it for gumbo. I do it for whatever it takes. You got a problem. You my friend. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of the lickety split. There ain't going to be no...
So if we're friends, are we friends?
Hey, my girl.
Don't call him your girl. Just answer his question.
He's talking at me soft.
Right, no.
I'm born on the bayou.
I don't think he likes you. Let's try it with me. How about me? Am I your friend?
He's soft. You, man. You big soft. I call you big soft now.
I'm big soft, too?
Yeah, you big bumpy soft now.
I'm not
bumpy
soft.
All right, well, who do you like?
I'm not bumpy soft.
Who do you like? Lickety split.
I have to.
Lickety split.
You're over there on the side.
Who do you like?
You're my friend.
We are?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we had a problem with somebody... And I said, hey, that guy over there is being rude to me. If it was just being rude.
I was born 2 left feet. My mom put my foot in a wood vise. She put it in a wood vise. Okay. She gave me a right foot, you understand?
Nope.
So for me, I'm willing to do whatever the fuck it takes. Now, you got a problem with a man.
Well,
I
it's
show
just,
up,
say he's
up
being
now,
rude. Say
I show up. He's being rude.
He's just being rude.
He wakes up tied to his bedpost. Now, let me explain what I do. Right. I eat that motherfucker's feet. I eat that motherfucker's meat. I put some seasoning on that shit. I put on some.
What does that mean?
I put some pepper so I don't get no infection, but I eat that motherfucker's toes. I start with his toes, and he's going to be singing. He's going to be doing whatever. And then I lick it all up, and I split. That's why they call me lickety split.
Right, that's not why.
I don't. Look, all I'm saying is I think that some of the stuff you're saying is true. I'm trying to discern between which is true, what is true, and what isn't.
I take the belly button against a soft dick. I take your whole hand. I stick it out of my ass.
You're not going to do that.
Well, what?
That's not going to happen.
I knock you out. Hold on. I take a bat to your head.
Wait, hold on.
You wake up with your hand right out of my ass.
I don't want that.
That's what you don't want, but you're going to get it.
Why would that? You wouldn't want that.
Because people don't believe I'm willing to do whatever it takes. All right, but that's fine. I'm dressed sharp.
Okay, but
what does that have
to do with anything?
I show up. You see me dressed sharp.
You're not really dressed that sharp right now.
You be careful now. Watch your mouth now.
How do you know Brian? How do you know Brian Callen?
I don't know that motherfucker.
He's the one that sent you here.
I mean, I run into him time to time. That's it.
Well, now I feel like we're in a little bit of danger and that this man doesn't know Brian. You don't know Brian? You're not good friends with him?
I know the man. I know him. I see him in passing, but that's about it. You got a problem with him. I take care of him, too.
You take care of him.
I don't care.
Okay, no, we don't have a problem with Brian. But
do you like Brian? Is Brian your friend?
Motherfucker talking to me, so I want to see you now.
He's
I'm
looking
sorry?
Show me them new.
Show me
I'm
them new.
I'm sorry? I don't know. My shirt is on.
Fuck you. Face to face. I put them up on my shoulders.
He said, show me.
Don't say that. No,
he said, show me your poon.
Yeah.
I don't have a poon.
He doesn't have a poon.
He got a poon now.
No, we all have dicks.
Well, I'm born in the bayou. That man right there is a girl. I'll buy him a dress. I throw a dress on that.
You know what?
I
think you've been in a lot of situations. Probably growing up in some pretty tough streets. Sounds
I was
a little
born
different.
Two
than,
left feet. My mama
that's right.
had to
put one in a vice. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sounds a little different than my upbringing or Chris's upbringing,
my
respectively.
I'm willing
yeah,
to
my
do what it takes.
Together.
I'd do anything, man. You yeah. can't believe.
So
shit,
I think a lot of
the
stuff you're saying is just sort of a metaphor for other things. You don't really mean you're gonna. You don't want to. When you say, "Hey, let me see your poon," that doesn't mean let me see your. You don't think that he has lady parts.
I don't know. Is lady parts in my thing?
Thank goodness this is almost over. So where do you go from here? Look at
he's
split.
I was born in the bayou. I go right back to the bayou.
You're going back to the bayou?
I get a problem. You got a problem. I'll fix it. But you got to know a guy to know a guy to get to me because I don't got no goddamn phone.
You don't have a phone?
I don't got nothing. I got nothing.
Will you leave after we're done?
I have a motherfucking house.
Yeah, but you're not going to stay here, right?
I ate a man's cat in front of him.
A cot? You ate a cot?
I ate a cat.
Oh, a cat, not a cot.
Sounds I ate a cot. I ate a cot.
I thought you were jealous of the man because he had a cot and you have no place to stay, so you ate his cot.
Sounds like maybe you said cot.
I ain't got a salty dime.
You ain't got a salty dime?
I ain't got nothing.
This is just too much bayou shit for me.
I kill you okay. and I sleep on you, Bumpy Soft.
Don't call me Bumpy Soft.
Yeah, that's...
Sleep
please
on
do
you.
Not murder me and sleep
on
me.
On you.
Well, that's disconcerting that you could kill me and sleep on me.
On my Bumpy Soft.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the 10-Minute Podcast.
I don't even know what you're saying.
He was saying something about... He doesn't mean it. He's not going to kill you. We know that.
A bone too left.